can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. It's your old pal, Brian. That's right. Your little neighbor. All right, thank you. Oh, good, thank you. That's my secretary that I plan on sexually harass later because I have a date with HR, but that's after the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I see a lot of people coming in the studios. Thank you, neighbors. I am your neighbor today, your neighbor Brian. I would like to come over and play with your wife. I mean, introduce myself. And we got a lot of 111 just came in. If you want to listen to me or hear me or talk to me, just hit that little one on your phone, and it'll raise a little hand, and I will talk to you. I see the morning crew came in. Good morning, my little Robin. Hello.
Good morning.
You
good morning.
Great. Good morning. How happy morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Today, everybody. Oh, hello, honey. Honey, yes. Honey, yes. Yes, our guest star is Honey, but you're not on yet. Hi, Honey. I like Honey. I do like Honey. I like her.
Oh, I love her.
Is it a him or is it him or her?
It's a her. Her name
it's
is
her.
Honey.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in California, we have a lot of guys. Yeah, we have a lot of guys that are so sweet that we call them Honey. You know what I'm saying in California?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello. You know, Pat asked me to call her. And we don't do this. So we're going to call Pat, but she doesn't know we're calling her. So I don't know what she's going to say on the air. Yeah, I'm going to try to call her, let her know we're on the air. She asked me to do that. So let's give her – we don't usually do that. So this is the first time I'm calling one of the morning crew, and let's see how she reacts. Okay, let me see.
Okay.
I will pose as a bill collector, and no, she'll know my voice.
Well, she'd know mine too.
Yes, she will.
19, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. 1980. Okay. Here we go. Let's see if we get it. Let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, John. Hi. Pat wanted me to call her. This is Brian. So I'm calling
her
to wake her up.
Yeah, I know. I saw your name.
Okay.
I'll go get her, okay?
Oh.
I'll wake her up.
Thank you.
And she'll call you back in a couple of minutes, okay?
Oh, no. She could just come on into the studio. It's okay. You could just let her know we're on the air.
Yeah, okay.
John. Okay, thanks a lot, John.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye. Okay.
Well, I don't blame her. If I had the option, I would still be asleep as well.
I know, that would be the good thing. If she was half asleep, then I could go, hello, baby. But I didn't get the chance to do that. What are you dreaming about? Hello. So maybe she'll come in. Okay. I just want to give a shout-out to Melissa and Laverne Vernie that are listening to us. Laverne Vernie's listening to me in Virginia, and Melissa is listening to me in Maine. And we all know Melissa. She posed for the cover of Lobster magazine. She's the cover girl. And they said, if you want claws like Melissa, she has it, and she's sweet as the meat.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know what kind of magazine that is, but it's Lobster Weekly. All right.
I was actually featured in a magazine, and I don't even know which one it was.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
After going to see a production of Shen Yun, I had an Asian literary magazine out of Huntsville that took my picture and sound bite, and my friend, she asked which magazine is that? I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't even know. She didn't even tell me.
Wow. You should have got credit for that. I did two magazines. I did two. I was printed.
Oh.
Want to know what the magazine was?
What was it?
Take a guess.
If you say Playgirl, I'm going to laugh.
Yes, it was.
Is that
yes,
still in production?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
All you women out there, you're welcome. You're welcome. You pleasure me. You pleasured yourself with my picture. How dare you? But thank you. Yes. Yes, I did. I needed the money. I was in college. So I bought some Top Ramen. I was starving that year. That's what I was. Okay, today's show is Super Tuesday. Darling Nikki says goodbye. And as usual, Trump's acting like an asshole. You're going to hear what he says.
Probably.
He's just a jerk. But, you know, some people believe that Trump's going to win. And I don't think he's going to win at all.
There are people who are for him. They believe he's the second coming.
Yeah.
They do.
I know.
What's sad is a lot of these people are intelligent, educated, and usually have more sense.
I'll tell you, last time he lost by, I think, 3 million votes. It was close. But he has taken over the Republican Party, and a lot of people don't like it. And a lot of people have left. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have retired early. A lot of people hate him. And those votes for Nikki, and he cannot. So when he got 3 million votes, they were all together. And he still lost. Now that he's so divided to the party. You know, you got a lot of Republicans who don't even like him anymore, and he attacked them. I don't think he's as strong as you think he is. I don't think he's as strong as you think he is. And
I really don't know.
He's going to be embarrassed and destroyed. The little orange man is going down. I think he replaced the slender.
I thought he was embarrassed himself the first time enough, but obviously not.
Yes, no shame. You cannot embarrass. You can't embarrass somebody if you have no shame. You know what I mean? You can't.
If
you have no shame, you can't embarrass me. I let my little voice in my head come out. You can't embarrass me either. I have no shame. Having no shame is pretty good. Keep the bar low.
Well, I'm kind of hard to embarrass too.
I know. Keep the bar low. And when you do something just normal, people congratulate you. Oh, Brian, congratulations. Why? You didn't cuss today. Oh, okay. Keep the bar low, and you get a lot of rewards. We have a lot of things I'm going to do in my pre-thing, and I see one hand going up already, but I'm not going to talk so much because I got to get to the show. But here we go. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and Robin. Hello.
Hey, Brian, did you hear Nikki Haley's post-election remarks after a horrific loss yesterday?
Well, wait. I haven't played it yet. We're going to go.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to let you listen. Listen, this is Nikki Haley, because I swear to God, man, I was really shocked to hear her say this. Check this out.
Stop it. You behave yourself.
That sounds like someone's being murdered.
I know. Like somebody being murdered. You have a very bad
Now, let me tell you something, Brian. Let me tell you something. Now, look, Brian.
Yourself.
Now, wait a minute now, Brian.
Yes.
Look. Nikki Haley said if Donald Trump got in the race, she wasn't going to run against him. She lied. Nikki Haley said that if whoever the Republican nominee is, she was going to endorse him. Thus far, it looks like she's going to lie again. She is a liar. She is in the thrall of big mega donors, and she's going to do whatever she has to do to please them. She's a swamp creature through and through. The Republican Party wants nothing to do with her. We are through with people like her. We are through with the corporate the toadies like Nikki Haley and all the rest of them. We don't want them, and she won't accept it because she thinks she's anointed by the very mega donors that the bulk of the Republican Party is rejecting.
Well, you know, I'm shocked that a politician has lied. I mean, that's breaking news.
Ron
DeSantis, had the good sense to get out early.
Yeah.
He saw which way the wind was blowing. Nikki Haley is a goof. She's stubborn. She's hard-headed. And she thinks she's entitled.
Yeah, but she's
she ain't even a natural-born citizen. That's what fucked the hell out of me. She's more a natural-born citizen than Pat is.
You're getting racist. Yes, Robin. Yeah. Oh, my God, than Pat is. Oh, my God, you're getting racist, Mr.
And Pat is a Canadian.
So Pat's a Canadian, but Nikki is from the United States. She has Indian blood in her. She's
What did I just say?
Just a
she's not
brown.
A natural-born citizen. You can't seem to make the distinction, can you? She's a citizen. I'm not arguing that, okay? I went a little bit too far.
Stop it.
I went too far.
Yes, she is a citizen. You should be ashamed
of
yourself.
She is a citizen by virtue of the 14th Amendment.
Well,
she is not
citizen.
An Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, natural-born citizen, qualified to hold the office of President of the United States.
Still a citizen.
I don't know why you can't make the distinction. I keep playing with you.
Matter.
She's a citizen. And every time I bring this point up, you tell me she's a citizen, which I've already agreed with you 100 times.
But you did not say, okay, she's a citizen, and she lost.
She's
but
not a natural-born citizen under Article 2.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, my God, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters if we ever get the case in court and can prove that she's not. We can't get the issue heard by
you
an
don't
Article
3
court.
Her? You don't think they vetted her when she was
Well, you
governor.
Don't listen to what I just said. And once again, you don't
I
listen to
what
I just
said.
I say again, we cannot get this issue granted certiorari before an Article 3 court to determine what an Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, natural-born citizen is qualified to hold the presidency. What is it? Does it mean if you're born? Wait a minute now. It doesn't mean if you're born a citizen, are you eligible?
Right.
Well, Prince Archie was born a citizen. He's also in line to be King of England. Britain.
No, he's not.
So you're telling me that the framers of the Constitution would have been okay with someone born and birth a citizen who is also eligible to be the king of Great Britain?
Sorry, it's just a letter of the law. First of all, Harry gave up.
I mean, it's amazing what you ignore.
I'm just saying, but the reality is Harry gave up all his rights.
See, you keep going on with these conditions. It isn't
complicated. So he is not.
All right, but tell me something.
Okay, look, I got it.
Does giving up your citizenship change the fact that you were born a British subject like Barack Obama was? Even though it expired when he was 21.
Barack Obama.
I'll give you another concrete example of what I'm speaking of. Barack Obama was born a British subject. He admitted he was born a British subject because of his father and because of British citizenship law. He admitted that was true. But then he said, this is what he said, during the Yo Weasel statement. He said that since I didn't renew my Kenyan citizenship and thereby extension my British citizenship when I reached 21, therefore, under the law, which is true, his Kenyan citizenship expired. Now think about
many,
it for a minute, goddammit.
How
in the hell can you be a natural-born citizen if you got to let another citizenship expire?
Sarge, how many terms did Barack Obama serve?
I swear to God, man.
I'm just asking you a question.
Like insignificant.
I'm asking you a question. How many terms did Barack Obama serve?
Two, goddammit. I'm not the
That's
guy.
Right.
Why do you keep ignoring the argument?
I dropped the mic.
You're just like the Supreme Court.
Thank you.
You're just like the Supreme Court.
Sarge,
you and the Supreme Court do the same thing. Just ignore it.
Sarge, hold on. We have a lot of people coming in the studio. I see you guys right now. If you want to talk to me.
Oh, and by the way, I told you, and again, I'd like to reiterate how correct I was about this 14th. And it was exactly the way I said it was. Exactly what I said the court would rule on, they ruled on.
Yeah, they did. If
all
you
right,
want to talk
so,
to me.
Look, believe me, I study this natural-born citizen thing. I just want a shot at getting it in a court. So we can finally have a determination on what an Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 natural-born citizen is.
I'm not quite sure that Trump is a citizen. I mean,
I've looked into that, too. I've already told you his sons are not Article 2 qualified either. So let's get that straight. It got nothing to do with race. I said his sons are not natural-born citizens either because their mother was a Czech national.
I'm not a natural-born citizen. My parents came over in the boat.
Donald Trump
whipped us.
Who had been naturalized as citizens when he was born.
All right. Wait. I got some other people. Hold on, Sarge. If you want to talk to me.
God, man, this ain't complicated.
I got to work the room. Hold on. If you want to talk to me or talk to Sarge, just all you have to do is hit the number one on your phone, and I can see your hand being raised. Hold on. I think we got a lovely beauty here. Hold on.
Yeah, Prince Archie would be able to be president. Yeah, the framers look just fine with that. They just
hello,
got to fight
beauty.
King George. What the hell you bet they want somebody to be held to be king? You don't even make
sense. I just opened up the phone and you're screaming. Stop it.
They just got through getting rid of King George.
Oh, my God.
King Archie, that would be okay. He was born an American citizen.
Dude, I know. You're going to scare her away. Good morning, Pat. Pat, are you scared?
That natural-born citizen thing, it sounds kind of racist to me. Oh, please, stop it.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Have anything to do with that? Nothing.
Hold on. 747, you're live on the air. Come on in the room if you dare. Hello. 747.
Dude, it's Spicoli. What?
Hello, Spicoli. Dude, is this who I think it is? No, seriously, is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is. Yes,
where
it is.
Where the fuck have you been, dude? What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me?
Working my ass off. Dude, I buried Diane. And
Well, we all did.
And I've been stuck in a rut, and today's my day off. So I happened to, I'm like, let's see what's going on, Ryan the Hammer Jackson. Dude, it's still a shit show.
It's still a shit show. We haven't changed. Welcome to the shit, my friend. This is Jeff. Jeff was with me in the beginning. Diane was my host. She used to, you know, she's my screener, and she was with me for 10 years. Diane passed. Would it have been 3 years? Has it been 3 years now, Jeff? About 3 years?
Almost.
Yeah. And I still, if you listen to the theme of the show, you'll hear Diane's voice. She's the one that says, the lines are blowing up, and I kept her there because we still feel Diane's with us.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We did. Jeff, man. Jeff, we got it. Now, are you still under the witness protection program? What's going on? I can give you my number.
I cannot give my exact location.
I know. Oh, you bastard. Wow. Wow.
No, dude. It's good. It's good to hear your voice, man.
It's good to hear your voice. Seriously, I want to connect with you, you know? I really do. I'm going to go for a – how long can you be on the line? Seriously, because I'm going to give you my number, and I promise I will not call you.
I'm off today, brother.
Okay, so you're going to hang around
today,
a little bit?
Today I'm a freebie until 5
okay.
o'clock until I have to do federally ordered classes.
What? Federally ordered classes? What the fuck?
Yes.
What's going on?
Dude, it's the witness protection shit.
I know. You got your ass. Oh, my God. I know. Don't tell them about me. Don't tell them about me. Oh, that's Brian. Oh, my God.
Should I go the ONP route?
No. No. No, you don't. You behave yourself. I have friends in high places.
Apparently, great. I do too. They're ordering me to do shit.
Wow.
But I wouldn't exactly call them friends.
You know what? It is great to hear your voice, Jeff. Come, you know the deal. Just jump in. You know it's a train wreck, so get on board. You got a ticket and everything.
Well, no,
everybody.
Hey, I want to know. My question was about the citizenship. If you're
right.
born in this country, you
Uh-oh.
Are a citizen. Period. End of story.
You're gonna open up. You're gonna open up that wormhole. Here goes. Okay, I'm gonna connect you to Sarge. Sarge, did you hear what Jeff said? If you're born in the United States, you're a citizen. Period. Would you like to address that, Sarge?
Apparently,
wow.
we lost him.
Apparently, well, apparently,
nothing but silence.
I know.
Well,
I guess you got him.
I would like to introduce myself. My name is
yes.
Robin. I haven't met you before.
Jeff, this is my new. This is my co-host, Robin. She's new. She's smart. She's blonde. You know.
Thank you.
Does that matter?
She's very pretty. Huh?
Well, thank you.
What?
Thank you.
You said she's blonde. I said, does that matter?
She is blonde, but you know what? She's exceptional brown because she's smart. She's, you know, she's one of those, you know, exceptional brown.
Brian, you going to let me answer
okay,
the question?
Wait. Yeah, sorry. Did you hear what Jeff
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I heard the answer. That's why I'd like to answer the question.
Okay, here we go. Jeff, meet
okay,
Sarge.
Okay,
Sarge now, is, wait,
have
let
you
me tell
ever
you,
heard
let me t-
of a group
okay,
of people called Aboriginal Americans, otherwise known as American Indians. Have you ever heard of them? Once or twice
I am one of them.
Travels through history.
I am one of them.
Very good. Excellent. And you should know this better than me. All right. Now, if a person, if an Indian, wait a minute now, let me finish. If an Indian was subject to tribal jurisdiction prior to 1924, if that Indian was subject to tribal jurisdiction, despite having been born on the soil of the United States, they were not even citizens of the United States. Even though they were born in the United States, that didn't happen until 1924 when all Indians, no matter where they were born, were then made citizens of the United States if they were subject to tribal jurisdiction. Now, you're all aware of that, aren't you?
Yes, and
thank you.
Tribal.
Now, I rest
yes,
my case
yes,
on being
and,
born
and can,
in the United States.
Can I finish
States.
My comment? Can I finish my
yes,
comment?
Go ahead.
Tribal is way different. That shit you don't want to fuck with.
Sir, I understand that. That's why I'm making the point. That is precisely the reason I'm making the point about the tribal jurisdiction. Again, until 1924, those Indians who were born in the United States were not citizens of the United States until 1924, when Congress passed an act making all Indians citizens of the United States. So
yes,
being born in the United States, but wait, let me finish. Being born in the United States does not indicate whether you are even a citizen. It depends upon the law.
And that's when white man came in and fucking raped all of our land.
Okay, see, now you want to change the subject, sir. I
no,
want to talk
no,
about
no,
natural born
no, no,
citizens.
No, it's
yeah,
the same.
No, we can go on. But you're literally changing the subject now. All right, now let me go back to what I said a little while ago. And the reason I say why, this, the purpose of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, was to minimize, not prevent, because that's impossible, but to minimize the likelihood of undue foreign influence on the office of president, particularly from a father owing allegiance to a foreign sovereignty. That's why it's there.
No, okay, and that's absolutely true. And, yes, I get that. That's why Arnold Schwarzenegger could not run for president.
Precisely.
Because he was not born in this country.
Precisely. His father was a Nazi.
Well, whatever he was.
Actually, he was a member of the Ordnungspolizei, which was the same organization. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying he did it because I don't know. But the Ordnungspolizei was the same people who made up the bulk of the Einsatzgruppen that went into the Ukraine, the Soviet Union, Poland, rounded up Jews and shot them in the forest. Hundreds of thousands of them.
Okay, but what, on that note, what did the towel heads do to the Jews before that?
Uh-oh.
They went door to door and killed them
all. Okay. All right. The point I'm making is the framers did not want the framers, whether we like it or
you
not, whether
Brian.
Whether wait a minute now, whether it offends our modern sensibilities or not, and it really does in this triggering, hypersensitive world we live in today, the framers of the Constitution were patriarchs. They believed that the citizenship of the father determined the citizenship of the children. And therefore, in their minds, whether you agree with it or not, in their minds, the father had an inordinate amount of influence on the children. So they predicted, they wanted both parents
to
be citizens, but they definitely did not want a person who had a father who owed allegiance to a foreign sovereignty to and possibly influence that child to be president of the United States. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, but you're kind of talking in circles there. Because that son, whose father pledged allegiance to another country, is still able to run for president.
See, you say because we allow it, not because the Constitution does.
Yes,
well,
the Constitution
people get away
does.
With everything. Criminals get away with all sorts of things until they're caught. Then they are prevented from doing it anymore. Listen to me. There's never been an Article 3 court. You know what an Article 3 court is? Article 3 court is a court that's convened under the jurisdiction and authority of Article 3 of the Constitution. If we ever get this matter to an Article 3 court and we can argue it, then maybe it will not happen again. We won't get no more Barack Obamas. We won't get no more Kamala Harris's. And we won't get no more Nikki Haley's.
Right. We'll never get no more black people or brown people. We get it. We get it. It'll be all white people. We get it.
No, maybe we get some genuine natural-born citizens like Sarge or maybe Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Maybe we get some genuine natural-born citizens like Alan West or even Sarge. We got lots of black people qualified to be presidents who are natural-born citizens.
Okay, sorry, you made your point. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Yes, hold on. Yes, 111, I can hear you now. Yes, you're live on air.
Okay, great. Hello there, everyone, and also to the great Sarge. I just want to buttress what Sarge said and bring it current. Also, the children born on U.S. soil that are the children of foreign diplomats are not U.S. citizens.
Because they're diplomats. That's different.
So we keep
you're
missing our point.
A diplomat
our point
is not a
that
citizen.
Being born on American soil is not even a guarantee of citizenship. People say if you're born on American soil, you're a citizen. That clearly is not true in all cases.
That is
right.
True. That's why we had them. That's why we had anchor babies, and that's why they put a stop to that. It is true.
No, they
born
ain't put a stop to it. They
soil,
should put a stop to it.
You are an American citizen. That's it. That's it.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong, sir. You're wrong again.
Nikki,
you're wrong again.
Haley.
Brian,
Haley.
That's a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. It's
sure
a
misapplication. I'm going to tell you something. Nikki Haley, she was born in, let me see where she was born.
Come on, think about it, brother. You got to look it up.
American. Yeah, I have to. I have to.
I
just got to get it right. She was the first Indian American. She was the first Indian American to serve as in a presidential cabinet. She was
okay.
I want to know where she was born, though. Where was she born?
She was born in the United States.
Then she's a citizen. What are you yelling at me for? She's
a citizen.
Well,
why do you keep arguing over things we've agreed on 100 times? Have I not told you we have agreed on this 100 times?
What
and
are
you keep
yelling
saying
at me? All right.
Because you're a hard. Because your head is filled with concrete. I told you a million times.
Oh, don't
we
bully me.
That she
no,
is a
you're
citizen.
Bullying me. Don't you bully
All right,
me.
Look. Okay,
concrete.
Listen, Brian,
yes,
one more time.
Yes.
There was a ruling by the United States Supreme Court. Wait, Brian.
Yes.
There was a ruling in 1898 by the United States Supreme Court. The decision is known as Wong Kim Ark versus United States. And the Supreme Court held that a Chinese-American citizen named Wong Kim Ark was, in fact, a United States citizen. Why did the court rule that way? Because they said his Chinese national parents, who were Chinese nationals and not citizens of the United States, were in the United States lawfully, and therefore, by their lawful, by his birth to lawfully resident people in the United States, Wong Kim Ark was a citizen of the United States by virtue of the 14th Amendment. Without the 14th Amendment,
the Chinese were brought over here to build the
fucking
railroad.
There you go again. You keep putting conditions on it. They were here illegally.
To build the railroad.
No.
They were here illegally.
They were here legally, yes. They were brought here legally.
Sarge, they were not. They were brought over here from China. They were brought over here from China.
They
were slaves. They were slaves.
The Supreme Court said
they were
here
illegally. Migrant slaves.
They were brought over as
slaves. The Supreme Court said they were here illegally.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what
okay, you
say. You
know what? We got to move on.
Legally as slaves.
They were slaves.
You keep interrupting me before I give you the focus
of
my argument. The focus of my argument is that without the 14th Amendment, Wong Kim Ark would not even have been a citizen. The 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. Article 2 was ratified in 1787. The 14th Amendment did not modify Article 2 in any way.
Stop. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
I know. It doesn't matter.
What matters
okay.
now
we can
is
move
Trump
on.
Going
okay.
against
it
Biden.
Matter. We move on.
Yes. What matters
law
now?
Law doesn't matter. No, just let Secretary of State in Maine declare the Trump president to be an insurrectionist, and voila, it's done. Because the law doesn't matter. The Constitution doesn't matter. Who cares? We just want a result.
Sarge, you got your candidate. He is running. He is not. He's not trialed for being a resurrectionist or whatever. He's not trialed for treason. He got his delay in court. You got what you want. Now we're here.
Look,
Biden against Trump.
Look,
we're here.
Look, that's very easy now to say kumbaya after they pulled all this shit off. But you know what? I ain't looking at it that way. It's a war with these people. They are utterly lawless. They care not one whit for the Constitution. They don't care.
These demon rats
and these
Trump
deranged crazy people out here.
A criminal and deserves to be in jail.
Well, then find something to put him in jail on and stop making up shit.
Sarge, come on. I think you don't like a good reason to do it. Sarge, I think you went over because you just don't like anybody who's a Democrat. I think that's what the problem is.
I definitely don't like the leadership of the Democrat Party, no doubt about it. Well, and I think there's a lot of useful idiots who call themselves Democrats.
How can that be when they take care of your people better?
Yeah.
Who takes care of white people?
Wait a minute, I want to know
who these people are that they take care of better. Who are they?
All right, here we go.
Well, one of them's me.
and myself as well.
Why? Okay, here
now,
we go.
Now, just a little while ago, Jeff, just a little while ago, Jeff, you were going over the atrocities committed against Native Americans. You started to go over the atrocities committed against Native Americans hundreds of years ago. You know, hundreds of years ago. Now, all of a sudden, we said the Democrats treat your people better, whoever the hell that's supposed to be, even though the Democrats were the party of slavery from its inception right through to the end of the Civil War. They opposed every Civil Rights Act. Their militia was the Ku Klux Klan. They were guilty of all anti-black discrimination codes. And now all of a sudden you're telling me that they were better for black people than anybody else.
Well, Democrats are better.
Whatever.
Okay. Let's get on to the show. Thank you, guys. That was a good conversation. I know. I got to get a hold of this. I know. All right. So,
I had to light this shit up.
I know.
Did you expect anything less from me?
No, I did not. It's almost like you never left, Jeff. Here we go. Welcome, Jeff. Nikki Haley, and you're going to hear her. We'll break it down. She went out of the race. We're going to hear it. But as she was talking, Trump went crazy. He wrote on Truth Social while Nikki was talking. And this is what he said.
Who, what show?
Well, Trump has his own, Twitter.
Never mind. I won't pay attention to that.
Okay, you lost me. I know. But this is what Trump. Exactly. Well, this is what Trump wrote. Nikki Haley got trounced last night in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for some unknown reasons, are allowed to vote in Vermont. Well, you know this, Trump.
Because
you already
want to
know
make
this
it
as you're I know. And various other Republican primaries. Much of her money came from radical left Democrats, as did many of her voters, almost 50% according to the polls at this point. I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and the great Republican Party for helping me to produce by far the most successful Super Tuesday in history. I would further like to invite all of Haley's supporters to join the greatest movement in history of our nation. Biden is the enemy. He is destroying our country. Make America great again. He did that all in caps. That's Trump. That's what he wrote.
Thank you. Thank you, Donald Trump. I appreciate the summit.
And on that note, she got 34% of the vote, so it wasn't
right.
Oh, my goodness. That wasn't a landslide.
Here's Nikki Haley's. What I'm going to do, so we can all hear it, because I know we're going to get riled up, this is Nikki Haley saying goodbye.
Leaving
and
denying.
I know.
And not endorsing Trump.
Oh, she's so pathetic.
what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute people because some people cannot contain themselves. We're not going to name who they are because we're going to keep their dignity, Sarge. And we're going to mute people.
Why would you keep my dignity?
And Jeff's dignity, too. Sergeant Jeff. So other people can hear it. Here we go, everybody. We got so many people in the studio. Before we do it, I'm going to say hello to, let's say hello to Pat this time because she left the studio. Pat, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
Brian, Solution, a quick request.
Wait. No. Wait, Mrs. Solution, hold on. Because I got to say hello to some people now. Let you go. I got to say good morning, Pat. Pat, you know the crew. Good morning to Melissa. She's here in the studio, too. Hi, Melissa.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
Sarge, you are absolutely out of control today. Out of control.
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, my God.
And Melissa, Jeff's in his studio.
Have it any other way.
I noticed
Jeff
that.
Jeff is here.
I was friends with Diane, too.
Yeah. We're talking. Melissa was a great friend of Diane, and I was too. And we love, you know, we miss her and we love her, Jeff. I mean, we talk about her and we love her so much.
You know, we were on the show yesterday, and she popped into my head, and I can remember her ringtone when you'd call her.
Yeah,
what it was?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
Was something.
Yeah.
Something about Chuck.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was.
Yeah.
But so we're all here. Okay, and I don't know where I was going.
Well,
here.
No, get your head together, brother, and go back where you were going to go. You were to discuss it.
Wait a minute. I got to get this
Donald
out of person.
Wait,
the studio's full. Hold on. Hello, my brother. How you been, my little Huckleberry? How you been?
I'm very well.
How you doing? How you doing?
That's not family.
Hold on. 480, I can hear your voice so I can recognize you. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Remember, it's Pastor Don, Jr., CEO. How you doing?
Oh, that's right. It is Pastor Don, CEO, Jr., right?
Yeah.
Oh, Pastor Don, Jr., CEO. How you doing, my friend?
Yes.
What? I'm feeling good. I'm here to enjoy yourself.
I know, man. It's you got to put on your battle gear today. We got the studio is hot. We got snipers on the roof. We got, you know, people coming in and doing a coup. They're doing a coup.
Brian, don't forget about my request now. I'm waiting.
I know. It's a takeover. Wow. Okay, before we go to Nikki. Welcome, Pastor Don, Jr., CEO. Before we go to Nikki, go ahead, Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I would appreciate you playing Jamie Dimon, the beautiful one that you played last week. So I would like for you to play that. Thank you.
Okay. You got it.
That's what happens when you put 96.7 on your dial.
That's it, right? 96.7, baby, on the dial. That's right. That's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
And, Brian,
I
might say this. Right after you criticize Trump, that's when it would be apropos. I would like for you to play that.
Okay. How you spell Jamie? Is it
J-A-M-M-I-E. M-I-E.
D-I-M-O-N.
What?
He's
I know how to spell Diamond. It's just I didn't know the... Okay, hold on.
Yeah, the one that you played last time was
freaking excellent.
That's
but it's not
one.
A song. Jamie Dimon is a CEO of J.P. Morgan. It's not a song, so there
right,
we go.
Right, J.P. Morgan Chase.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to play Nikki.
No, dude, go back to Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, you know what? I don't even know if I still have that. You know what? I don't know if I – let me see. Let me see. I don't know if I still have it. I should. We are. Oh.
I hope you don't.
you would say dive and chill, and you wouldn't go back to Brokeback. Because brother, that
oh wait a minute, wait a minute.
Song.
Wait, that was our song. Wait a minute. This is To Die and Jeff. Here we go. Just bear with me, guys. This is our song. Here we go. Here you go. I kept it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I kept it. That's right.
Yeehaw. I've been up to Chisholm Trail. Been through Death Valley hard as hell. Rode across the dusty plains. There's cowboy running through my veins. But I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. No, I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
Watched the herd from dusk till dawn, but I did it with my britches on. You can have a chew, you can bum a smoke, but don't go reaching for my rope. Cause I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. No, I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
Yeah. Queer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What you do's your business, Hall. You can buy me a beer, but then buck off. Cause I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. No, I ain't going down on Brokeback Mountain. That shit ain't right.
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 That shit ain't right. That shit ain't right.
It ain't never been right.
That shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
Yo, lay up, lay old, lay. What the hell? Oh, that's my saddle horn. My goodness.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I love you for that.
I love you,
no,
too. I haven't played
cool.
that in years, man. I haven't, and that was our song. Yeah. We had fun, some fun time. But, you know, wow. It's good to hear your voice, Jeff. I mean, it really is. I mean, how long has it been? It's been like 3 years since I heard your voice, or 2 years, right?
Almost three.
Wow.
Yeah. Easter Sunday, 2021 was when Guy passed.
Yeah, yeah, almost 3 years, man, almost 3 years.
Yep.
I got in a lot of trouble, man, when you told me I should, you know, I keep thinking I should have kept my mouth shut. When you told me, you said, keep your mouth shut, don't do it. And I wanted to do a farewell show to her, and I didn't think anybody was going to listen to it because it was for us. And little did I know, when you Googled her, the show popped up. And it's like, oh,
yeah, I told you, bro.
I know you did. I know you did. I mean, I thought I was going to keep it a secret. I know shit was going down. And I saw her page, and her sons were going crazy. And I'm going, oh, shit, this is bigger than I thought. I'm getting out of town, you know? Wow.
Well, wow. No, dude, and actually, that was when I was at my 400-acre farm.
Mm-hmm.
And and getting ready to grow hemp, and she passed.
Right.
So
but
she passed.
Jeff, did you find her, Jeff, or did her sons find her?
Her sons.
Oh, her sons did. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in, and thankfully, because, dude, I would have lost it.
I know you would have. Hey, Jeff, can I ask you a personal question? Now, you don't have to answer this. We're kind of wondering, what do you think happened? I mean, I kind of have my suspicions. I know Melissa has her suspicions and Laverne has her suspicion. What kind of suspicions do you think would happen? What do you think?
Oh, well, she had a stroke at 34. She had a hole in one of her arteries in her heart, in her left atrial fucking artery.
Yeah.
And that it exploded while she was sleeping.
Damn. Because I know she was taking a lot of something to get her to sleep. I forgot what she was taking. Oh, my God.
Well, no,
and,
no, not sleep.
You okay?
Excuse me. Yeah, just choked on that fucking statement. just her meds and all of her blood pressure, heart thinners, all that
right.
stuff.
Well, you know, I talked to her husband about a week later. I can't remember his name. Who was it?
Dave,
yeah.
Hello.
I talked to
Dave.
I know. Cheech and Chong. Dave's not here. But I talked to him like 2 weeks later, and it's like he didn't want to talk about it, but he said, are you still in contact with Dave? Are you still guys close?
Yeah, I talked to Dave via internet, and they actually when she passed, they moved from Vegas to Tennessee.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he's there with the boys, Richie and fucking Matt and Carly. Matt's girlfriend is still there, and they're doing their thing.
In Tennessee? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, you know what, God
bless. Because they made a bunch of money on the house sale in Vegas, got Tennessee.
Right.
Dude, they got acreage. They got an old cathedral-style house that's just badass.
Wow.
Badass. No,
wow.
Dude, it's not. And a lot of property on it. And a pond on it.
Well, you got a pond? Damn.
Yes.
Diane would have loved that. Diane would have freaking loved that.
No, I know, dude. Because the horses, the beach, I was her gig on that. I was her gig on that. Let's go riding. Let's go to the beach.
Right.
Because she knew I went to the beach every Sunday. I didn't give a fuck whatever was going on, no matter how broke I was.
Right.
It's like, go to the beach.
That's right. I can't believe how close you guys were when I was there, too. I mean, we were neighbors, basically. You know, I lived on a beach. Well, man, Jeff, I don't know. I think about her a lot. We used to watch car chases in Los Angeles. We call each other up and we used to bet on a car chase if it was black or Mexican or white. We had some good times there. She was...
I still do that to this day.
Do you still do that?
All my coworkers, dude, at the Grove and at fucking Jack in the Box and McDonald's. They're like, oh, what? Oh, my phone just thing. Look, high speed chase. You want to watch some good shit? Watch it.
Wow. I don't know. Jeff, one day you're going to have to tell me your phone number, and we got to catch up. And Melissa would like to catch up,
I'll give it to you right now.
Wait.
Hello,
don't give it to me right now because you're
going
to give it to me over the air.
Moron on your board.
Oh, is that your number? Is that your number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Jeff used
Come
to be
on,
there.
Come on, dude. Stay with
me. Well, I didn't know that was your
number.
I'm going
to have to call the OMP.
All right. I didn't know you had a 747 number. I got you. I got you.
I didn't know. Hello, I was living out here in Arizona where I'm living where I can't say.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally can. I'm in Cottonwood, Arizona. I'm 20 miles south of Sedona.
Oh, are you really?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, no, dude. No, it's beautiful. And I love it.
Okay.
And I dig it. And,
okay.
Dude, the eye candy is insane.
Is it really? Yeah,
but,
because you're a free man now.
No, Mother Nature, the eye candy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Mother Nature.
Go to my
not a woman.
Page and look
oh.
at my shit.
That's
that
how
I
old we're getting.
On.
You know how old we're getting when you say eye candy? We're going, women? No, the cactus in the ground. That's how old we're getting.
No, and the eye candy on that as well, but they're all tourists. And I ain't going to tap that ass.
Oh, man. Well, Jeff, we're gonna go on with the show. I got your number. We're gonna talk. And Jeff used to be he used to do the board op, and he would kick your Jeff would kick your ass if you just blink wrong. Jeff would hear you blink, he'd go, your ass is out of here. You kick everybody. I go, Jeff, we don't have anybody. Oh, fuck it, dude. Fuck it. He would kick you out of the studio. Nikki, here we go. Nikki, this is her goodbye thing.
I want to hear it.
Okay, here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody because people are going to get excited, and then I'm going to unmute you. So don't go away, anybody. We got four more people in the studio. Don't go away. Don't go away, Melissa. Don't go away, Robin. Don't go away, Pastor Don Jr. Don't you go away either, Pat. And don't go away, Sarge and Mr. Solution. Hang in there, and let's listen to it together. And we'll break it down. This is a Republican woman. Here we go. She's hot as hell, too.
Good morning. Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for president. When I began, I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. Our national debt will eventually crush our economy. A smaller federal government is not only necessary for our freedom, it is necessary for our survival. The road to socialism is the road to ruin for America. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It is filled with followers, not leaders. Term limits for Washington politicians are needed now more than ever. Our world is on fire because of America's retreat. Standing by our allies in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a moral imperative. But it's also more than that. If we retreat further, there will be more war, not less. As important, while we stand strong for the cause of freedom, we must bind together as Americans. We must turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. I will continue to promote all those values, as is the right of every American. I sought the honor of being your president. But in our great country, being a private citizen is privilege enough in itself. And that's a privilege I very much look forward to enjoying. In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican and always supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that. At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause, not turning them away. And our conservative cause badly needs more people. This is now his time for choosing. I end my campaign with the same words I began it, from the book of Joshua. I direct them to all Americans, but especially to so many of the women and girls out there who put their faith in our campaign. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For God will be with you wherever you go. In this campaign, I have seen our country's greatness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, America. God bless you.
Most people have no clue that in 2023,
there you go. Hold on
1 second.
I lost it. Okay, here we go.
Amazon voters.
She didn't really say much. She left the door open. She said something like he has to earn the respect of others so they come back. I don't know. If she goes back to Trump, she loses all credibility and they kiss the ring. And I don't think the Trump supporters want her. But Donald Trump will humiliate her before he accepts her. That's just how he is. But I'm going to leave it up to you. What I got out of it, it's, I don't know if she... I don't know. We'll see what you guys get out of it. Here we go. We're going to open this up. Here we go. 111. I'm going to open it up. We got 30 seconds before we start yelling at each other. 111. I don't know if this is Mr. Solution. I don't know if this is Sarge. I think it's Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution, are you there?
Hello? I think you got the wrong Mr. Solution.
Okay, Sarge, you got 30 seconds. What did you get out of that?
Okay, real quick. Her speech was rather restrained and classier than I thought it would be. But at the same time, she did the usual speak out of both sides of her mouth thing. She tells the prescriptions that the United States needs in order to get back on track. And at the same time, she courts those very elements that are creating the problems in the first place. I don't trust her. I mean, her track record is not good in that regard. And, you know, I think it is up to her to adjust herself to what the majority of the Republican Party wants right now. This is not the party of George Bush or George H.W. Bush anymore, and she better wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, you have a point, because another person wrote on Truth Social, which is like Donald Trump's Twitter. Listen to this and tell me if this is not cult-like. I want you to really listen to what this woman said. Now, this was 3 hours ago. And this is what the woman said. It was glorious, sir. You destroyed and humiliated her. This is a woman who wrote this. It was glorious, sir. You destroyed her and you humiliated her. I woke up with the biggest smile on my face knowing Nikki got what she deserved. MAGA is the new Republican Party. Without MAGA, you cannot win. We are watching the death of the uniparty establishment, and it is beautiful, sir. The rhinos are outnumbered, and it's glorious. As my favorite president told us before, the very best is yet to come. We love you, sir, and congratulations on your historic win. So much joy. What did you think of that?
Yeah, that about sums it up there. With the
you
feelings
agree with that?
Of much as... That sums up the feeling of much, if not most, of the Republican Party.
But
and
I
think that people like Nikki Haley are just going to have to accept that that is the case. She's reluctant to accept it.
Okay.
What?
Okay. You don't think it's like a cult bike kind of thing? You destroyed her and humiliated her. I woke up with a smile. These words, man, you destroyed and humiliated, and this coming from a woman? Is this good?
Well,
is it
kind of, look, obviously, Donald Trump cannot police every member of the Republican Party. They're free to express their opinions as they see fit. I'm saying
but,
that, yes, she was humiliated because sense that she was utterly and rejected by the bulk of the Republican Party. Any success she had was due to Democrats entering open primaries and voting for her.
Okay, this is what she said, too. We are watching the death of the Uni Party. The death of the Uni Party. That means the Republican Party. We're watching the death, and it's beautiful, sir. It is beautiful. The rhinos are outnumbered, and it's glorious. Now, you don't tell me that this woman could put a bomb on herself and run into the Capitol and blow herself up.
Brian. No, stop it. Have you ever seen the fanatics in the Democrat Party? And you're talking about women like this?
I don't know.
I look any day now, Ilhan Omar is going to put on a suicide vest and walk into Congress.
Don't give me this
anonymous woman's personal remarks in comparisonship to elected officials in the lunatic nutcase Democrat Party.
Okay, let me go to Jeff. Okay, let me go to Jeff. Jeff, you heard both sides. What do you think? You heard her going away and going away from her party, and you heard that woman. What do you think, Jeff? What's going on here?
Too many pussies with not enough balls.
That sums it up.
No, I mean, seriously, and you got decrepit old fucking Joe Biden. I mean, really? I get it. I understand it. But nobody else is stepping up.
Right. Well,
that's
Bernie Sanders
fucked up.
Yeah,
nobody
Bernie Sanders might come.
Stepping up.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders might, but he's a year older than Trump.
Who do you want? Ron DeSantis?
I mean, Biden. I don't know. You're right. It's just too many. I hope Nikki goes into, there's a label called No Label Party. I hope she goes independent because she's too good of a candidate to just walk off in the sunset. I hope she runs. I really do. But, Jeff, what did you think of that woman that says,
she ain't
what do you think of that
she's
woman?
Done.
I know she is.
She's
is done. What do you think of that woman says, we're watching the death of the Uni Party, which means the Republican Party, and it's beautiful, sir. The rhinos are outnumbered, and it's glorious. And as my favorite president told us before, the very best is yet to come. What do you think of this woman? Is it kind of like a cult, Jeff? Is it kind of like a cult?
So is Trump. Trump is more of a cult than she was.
It's
absolutely ridiculous that people would follow a fucking TV star and vote for him. I mean, you know what? Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been our president, too, because people are so brain dead in their minds and in their internet and watching it. That is just absolutely mind-numbing.
It is, and let me go to one more. Thank you, Jeff. It's just really, and I think this may be. You guys are 111. So is it Sarge? No, is already talking Sarge. Is this Mr. Solution
it's
or
me,
Doc?
Brian.
Or okay, Mr. Solution, I'm going to read you something else. You tell me what you think here. Here's what I'm going
to
read you.
I want to respond to what was just said also.
Wait, you will, but let's stay on.
All right, proceed.
So here's another person. His name is Charles. This is what he wrote. After all the damage he and her global psychopaths and fake philanthropists did, which was far less than anticipated, she should be charged and salted away. When you hear charged and salted away means going back to China, meaning you cross the salt, going back to her country. Salted away means that. Tricky Nikki Haley legacy will go down in political history as a traitorous, adulterous vixen. Reminds me of Mike Benedict Arnold Pence, who, like the other terrorists in Washington, D.C., chose 30 pieces of silver from Satan or the good of humanity. What do you think of that? This is another supporter of Trump. What do you think of that?
Well, whether this person is a supporter of Trump or not, I don't think is the question. The question is it truth? And as Sarge so eloquently opened with, is that she's a liar, number one. And also, I listened to what she was saying about war. She was talking about war. And this is a particular concern of mine, maybe more so than anyone else here. And women are not subject to forced or compulsory participation in war as men are. So the thing is that this would be a venue primarily of men that women could just benefit from. So I don't think any woman is fit to be president, i.e. commander-in-chief, because they have nothing at stake, as it were. I'm not saying that some women aren't in the military, damn it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're not required to be there as men are. And also, I think it would be excellent to play the Jamie Dimon clip.
Not now. I will after everybody. I'll play it. But I don't know how that has to do with what we're talking about.
Well, it has everything
to do with
what we're talking about.
I know he's
going to
talk about Trump.
Because if we're talking about Trump, Jamie Dimon, who is not a Trump supporter, is talking about Trump. But he's talking about Trump in a non-Trump derangement syndrome perspective, what I'm saying.
I will play it as I will play it as soon as everybody gets their comment before I go on to that. I will play it, I promise you.
Okay, I know you will. Thank you, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But
I'm losing everybody.
But I'm saying
that's the relevance.
I'm giving you the grounds for it.
I appreciate it. I will play it. Pat.
One other thing. I haven't invoked this yet, but in preparation, I think you should do the disclaimer for the children.
All right, I will. This is for the disclaimer for the children. Hello,
that's
little
above
children.
12, by the way. It's 18 and below. It doesn't start at 12.
What do you mean 18? I'm going to go 17. 17, I'm going to give them a slight. 17,
oh, jeez. All right.
This show is not for anyone under 17 years old. If you are listening now, please hang up. This is not for your ears. Unless you ask your parents to let you listen to it, you know, that's cool. But you should not listen to this show. This is not appropriate for you young kids and your young minds. And you should be in school anyway. But if you really want to listen, you can download the show, and I won't tell nobody, and listen. Listen responsibly. Listen responsibly. Okay. Thank you. Now, Pat is right here. Pat, what do you think? Is it kind of scary? Is it kind of cult-like? What do you think?
It's very cult-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people are brainwashed. They are.
And when they said the death of the Uni Party,
no...
which they mean the Republican Party, she says the death of the Uni Party, sir. It was glorious. The words that she's using, it was glorious. You devastated her. You humiliated her, sir. It was amazing. It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Why
you
would
think?
Somebody be that thrilled about it?
I don't know. And that was a woman, by the way. I don't know. But it is kind of cult-like,
yeah, well,
I agree.
I know why, Brian. I know why.
She was about – okay, we'll go back. We'll come back to you. Go ahead, Pat.
Sorry, I got distracted for a minute. Where was I?
I'm just saying that there's some people who are so into Trump, and they used the word, we're going to destroy the Unity Party, which is the Republican Party. Trump is now making a coup of the Republican Party. Now it is the party of Trump. It is the party of Reagan is gone. This is the Trump Party. And what do you think? But these are really extremists.
I think it's scary.
It is really scary. It is. If this was happening in another country, I guarantee we'll be watching that person. I guarantee we will. Yes, Sarge, really quickly, because I got to get to somebody else. You're going to make a comment.
Real quickly. Okay. First of all, you misidentified the Uni Party. The Uni Party is
those elements of both parties that conspire together to create acts and policies that are inimical to the best interests of the American people. That's what the uni party is. So get it straight,
okay.
Mr. Fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
Number
for clarifying
two.
It. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm glad to. I'm more than happy. Now, also,
okay.
To echo what you know, your pal Jeffrey said, I felt the same way, even worse, about Donald Trump when he announced his candidacy. I said, he's a clown. He's a charlatan. He wouldn't know anything about the Constitution. He fell out of Trump Tower, hit him on his head. He's a BSer. There's nothing to the guy. There's no substance whatsoever. Then I started watching video clips of him from late night shows when he was on Johnny Carson and others, where he was talking about matters of public policy that I agreed with anywhere between 90% and 95% of all the things he was saying. I said, man, this guy's been studying this in depth for some time. These were clips that went all the way back to the 1980s. And you know what? It's not as though we don't have a track record for the man. We got 4 years of the man, and everybody who talks about Donald Trump is very careful to make a distinction between his policies and his personality because his policies were out fucking standing.
Okay. Let me go to Robin now.
Again.
Robin, what do you think? You heard it. You heard Haley. You heard some of the comments. How do you feel, kiddo? How do you feel?
Well, I think she – that was a good concession speech. I mean, I really believe it. She was very dignified. She could have really let him have it. And all of the others, I do believe there is a cult following for Trump. And I think it's almost, I mean, it's sickening. It really is that people, as Pat said, are so brainwashed.
Right.
The problem is the United States as a whole, they are more interested in, they're more interested in celebrity.
Right.
Then
you hit the nail on the head.
Then they are qualified individuals. Now, whomever it was that said that about women not being qualified for the presidency, now that right there, that burns my ass because there are women in the military and there are lots of men who have been our president, Trump included, especially. Who could have joined the military but did not. He would rather sit and have his millions.
Right.
And
those women volunteered to fight for our country. Good point, Robin.
You're fired.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point.
And I think they should do away with all parties because, first of all, it just divides the country worse than anything. I mean, worse than racism, worse than disease, worse than immigration, opioid crisis. It has divided the country to the point where, I mean, you've got a target on your back if you dare say anything against Trump or any party. You know, they should do away with political parties and people should be running on their own merits. Enough with the mudslinging, enough with the bullshit. And I'm so sorry, but it's not a very presidential thing to tweet.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's not something you'd want to hear. Oh, yeah, the president tweeted this morning. You know, that's almost laughable.
It is different, isn't it? It is different.
I mean,
wow.
It's all about the celebrity, the shock factor, what they're doing is they're stirring people up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be anarchy and chaos, and we're going to end up having a civil war.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's coming. Remember, if he does win, it's going to be one term. It's a one-term president. One term.
But that's the point. He's got a cult following.
Yeah, they're afraid that he's not going to
leave. It will never stop.
I know, kiddo. I know.
But
thank you, Robin.
His influence will never stop.
He's not going to want to leave that place. He's going to try to stay there another couple of terms and start a coup again. All right. This time he's going to make it work. He's going to have people inside. I know. Thank you, Robin. Melissa, you heard some of the comments. What do you think? Okay. Melissa might be busy right now.
I'm here. I was just doing something.
Okay.
I'm going to be a rebel, and I'm voting for Kennedy as an independent. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to vote for Kennedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okie dokie.
I don't want either of those two. Biden or
okay.
Trump.
Do you?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. That's it. You guys got your opinion now. Are you ready for Donald Trump? I mean, that was it. This is Donald Trump talking. Wait, I promised Mr. Solution that I will play Jamie Dimon.
Oh.
Let me see. That's Bitcoin. Help pay. Okay, I think this is the one that he wants. Mr. Solution, I think this is it, what you want.
Guys, it's time to play
Hold
your
on.
Favorite rule of thinking.
He's going to say, Nick, he's talking about help Nikki Haley, even if you're a very liberal Democrat. Well, I don't know. Here it is.
In about a year. What do you think of the two leading candidates right now?
Oh, God. I'm not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell
me. I did come out and make a nice statement about Nikki Haley.
You did. You've been talking to Nikki Haley.
Liberal, yes, I have. Even if you're a very liberal Democrat, I urge you, help Nikki Haley, too. You know, get a choice on a Republican side that might be better than Trump.
And is that your view, that it's anything but Trump?
I would never say that, because he might be the president. I have to deal with that, too. And But
when he was the president, you said critical things about him.
Yeah, I don't mind criticizing the president, yeah.
But you feel, one of the big questions, I think, is about the business community and whether they should be speaking out or not on politics. This is a big question, especially as we get into this election, and what the right answer is in this particularly moment.
You're going to have Kevin McCarthy next, who got mad at me at one point because we took a point of view. And so when you say politics is personal, right, so you all get to vote for who you want. We all get to debate and stuff like that. But we get involved in policy. Okay, I will tell you all that we've done a terrible job taking care of our bottom 30% of earners. So you're all wealthy and have money and all stuff like that, but their average wages are $15 to $20 a year. They're the ones who lost their job in COVID. They're the ones whose health is they're dying five or six years younger than the rest of us. They're the ones who don't have medical insurance. They're the ones who their schools don't work. And they're the ones dealing with crime. What the hell have we done as a nation? So, I agree with that. We need to fix it. So
Ryan,
when you talk about policy, obviously we should, we need better immigration policy. We need better education policy. We need better infrastructure policy.
But you need people to run those policies. And the question is, who do you think would do a better job?
The reason I
ask is,
whoever's president, I'm going to try to help do the best job possible. But when Donald Trump became president, I went to see him and joined that business council. Those things almost never worked, by the way. But I left it the second Sharpeville happened. And my daughter wrote me a long, elegant letter about, basically, anyone, how could you dad support Martin Luther King at the end? And I called her, and then my other two daughters and my wife sent me a quick email saying, ditto. Like, you're embarrassing us. And I called her up and said, Julia, you have everything right except the conclusion. I'm not taking myself off the playing field. I will walk into that Oval Office, try to help whoever is the President of the United States to do a better job for our people. That's my job. And I couldn't imagine saying I'm not going to White House because who's there. I don't agree with a lot of things he does. But I also want to point out, I think it's like we're in New York City, the bastion of liberal society. Like, people, we should stop talking about ultra-MAGA. I think you're insulting a large group of people, and then we're making this assumption, scapegoating, which the press is pretty good at too, where that somehow these people believe in Trump's family values and they're supporting the personal person. I don't think that's true. I think what they're looking at is saying the economy is pretty good. Like, even the black community had the lowest unemployment rate ever in his last year. He wasn't wrong about China. He wasn't wrong about NATO. He wasn't wrong about the misuse of the military. So that's why they're looking at that. And Maureen Dowd wrote this great piece about her brother. You know, why her brother, I'm not sure he's pro-Trump, but he's pro-Republican. People should listen a little bit more to this. You know, if you're a Democrat, you know, read George Will. Read, you know, if you're a Republican, read Tom Friedman. We should get out of this thing where it's one way or the other. I'm not mad at people who are anti-abortion. You know, if you believe in God and the conception starts at the moment of birth, you are not a bad person. You know, and I just think people have to stop denigrating each other all the time because people take a point of view that's slightly different than yours. And that, you know, we're a democracy. People should vote and solve some of these issues.
Okay, but then
and they won't always be what you want.
Folks,
just want to
say. Oh, there you go. That is J.P. Morgan, CEO Jamie Dimon. Everybody, there you go.
Hey, Brian, one thing. While that one was good, I acknowledge that was a little bit of a variation. But the other one that you played, I think it was from The Hill. He was much more succinct and direct about the controversy. So if you could get that one, and I'm going to encourage you to play that from time to time, and hopefully you'll point out this guy is probably next to the Fed Reserve Chairman. This guy is the largest banker on Wall Street. So he actually controls lives directly, so and companies, by the way, people's lives and companies. So anyway, thank you for that. There is a good bone in your body, just one, and so I appreciate it.
You got it. And like I said, we got a lot of 111s coming in the studio. If you want to talk to me, just put your hand up or hit your one, and your hand will go up, and I will go to you. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, are you still here, sir? Or did you leave? Or
Brian.
Brian. Yes.
Yes, Brian. I'd just like to remind you now. I mean, I'll admit her concessions, it wasn't exactly a concession speech, but I guess you could call it that. I was a bit more gracious than I thought it would be, but she made disturbing remarks. I guess she was trying to sound presidential, particularly about the need to engage in Ukraine around the world by implication and all that other stuff and direct comment. You know, we need to engage Ukraine. Maybe if she led a coup in Ukraine, she might be able to get a job there. What do you think? She'd take Victoria Nuland's place.
I think she would be like, I consider her now like, what's his name, who has his newspaper, you know, his right-wing newspaper, used to work on his campaign. It starts with, I can't remember his name, starts with a B. And what I'm thinking is right now what she needs to do is settle down, relax, get a podcast. She can probably get at least six figures, seven figures on iHeartRadio or Sirius Radio as a podcast and be the voice of this party, at very least, until the smoke goes down, and she can still send out the messages to the Republican Party, whatever she needs to do, and she still has a voice. I think that would probably be good. Huh?
She's going to change the tune. I don't know if she's capable of that. I think she's somewhat of a political blockhead. She still thinks she's living in the late 1990s. That's not the time anymore. Republican Party has moved on. At least the base of the Republican Party has moved on.
There's still people there.
Somebody refused to accept the reality of it. Romney is still there, still an influence. McConnell's still there,
and
he won't get influenced much longer.
She still has a big base.
I'm telling you right now, temperature has changed. These overwhelming.
Yeah, the temperature has changed.
And I'd like to remind you, Brian, the only success that she had was due to open primaries that allowed a lot of Democrats and Trump-deranged people to vote against her. That is the only reason she had any success at all in the one place that she won, Washington, D.C., the heart of the swamp.
Well, she has no business in the Trump Republican Party, but she still has. I like her, and I like what what's-her-name said. You know who's against Trump, the Republican. Now she's against Trump. She's speaking out. She's what's his name's daughter, Cheney. I like what Elizabeth Cheney said.
Oh, please.
And,
oh, God, the liar.
I really do.
The cover-up
really
on the January 6th committee. She was the bigly. She was the beard.
for the Democrats to manufacture their case against Trump. Why do you think they hid all of that evidence from the January? Why do you think deleted so much of the evidence that the January 6th committee uncovered? Come on, Brian. You know better than that.
No, I support
it. Liz Cheney or Adam Kissinger. Even you know better than that.
I am a Lizzie.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. All right. Well,
hey,
proceed. Proceed, my good friend. Go over the cliff with the rest of the lemmings.
No, I mean, I'm a Republican, but if I have to go, I'm a Democrat. If I have to go Republican,
don't say.
I'm a big Liz fan. I'm a Liz.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of us.
Sterling job she did on that January 6th committee, wasn't it? We got so much truth from them.
I'm
sure you
job.
Did. Yeah, all those videos she covered. Now we got 100 protesters that have been released from federal custody because they were improperly or overly charged, that there was a miscarriage of justice. We're seeing all this coming out. And if Donald Trump gets back in office, even more is going to be revealed. That's another reason these people are desperate to keep him out of office. He's going to have to
address
everything.
That's all
we need
is a criminal to expunge his cases, right? We need that. We need a criminal that just says, you know what, let's make this all go
away. No, pardon is not the same as expungement.
No, we're not saying pardon.
Is that a pardon?
He's make it
for
go away.
Any federal
that's why
offense, no matter what, that's accepted.
Why do you
not
think he's meeting?
It's the pardon.
Why do you think he's? Okay. Why do you think he's meeting with? Why do you think he's meeting with one of the most powerful men on Twitter? Why do you think he's meeting with him Friday?
I don't know. You ask them. They don't. I'm not privy to the conversation.
So his money
you
can go
money,
away.
The
man is compromised already. He's compromised. He's meeting with. His name? He's already
compromised.
He's got millions of dollars.
How compromised was Joe Biden when he was meeting with them Russian oligarchs and all those others that Tony Bobulinski had pictures of him with?
Biden did not have almost $500 million that he had to pay for raping somebody and trying to do a coup. I guess that's the truth.
So that the alleged rape, you mean 28 years ago, and this crazy woman comes along with a story. She can't even remember the date it happened. Please.
When he thought she was his wife, going, that's my wife. No, that's the woman
Brian,
he raped.
Stop it. She was making the accusation of her over a traumatic event in her life. And nothing she said lined up with any facts whatsoever.
Okay.
Not a thing.
I understand.
It was literally
I got people who are in a debt. Okay, let's do a jury. We're going to do our jury thing. Oh, you're forcing me to do jury? We're going to do jury right now, okay?
Yeah, do a jury.
I'm going to be the judge, and we're going to go for this. Nope.
Hey, Brian, before you do that, I have a quick question for Sarge, if you don't mind. Sarge and I don't disagree on very much at all, but I do have a question for him. It's a compound question.
Yeah,
Sarge, first of all, I know that you and I have crossed swords regarding women being required to register for the military. I won't go into all of that, but you and I have had conversation about that. And I would say, I would also ask you, do you think women as a group are qualified?
You're going off the subject. You're going off the subject.
No. Let me finish the damn point.
You're talking about women in the military. It's just...
Yes, I am, because a woman president is commander-in-chief. She's over the goddamn military.
Oh, okay, so you're saying a guy who got out of war because he said he had bone spurs...
Question out.
Because
you're
he
not
got
capable.
Out of military is not qualified
capable
either.
Of
is he
asking
qualified?
The question. Let me ask the question.
Sarge,
do you
is
feel that women are qualified to be president?
Categorically, look, if you're going to say are women categorically unqualified to be president, obviously that cannot be true. Do I think they are as likely to do a good job as a man? Look, I think that Margaret Thatcher's and Queen Elizabeth I are relatively rare when it comes to command authority over a nation. They exist. They're out there. But I believe there might be something like unicorn. You got Christy Nome.
I have a reasonable
amount of
court
confidence
is
to
now
people like her.
Wait, the court is now in session. We are now the Honorable Judge Tootles is presiding. Have some respect. Now we're going to go and take a vote. Thank you. And please do not feed the kangaroo.
And let's just make sure that's respect for the law, not for Judge Twiddledee.
No, I am saying this because we're going to get a vote. Two votes here. First of all, there was an accusation that women should, because they have never volunteered for the Army, maybe never served in the military, that they should not be the President of the United States.
Wait a minute, Judge Toodaloops. Nobody said
it's
what you just said. Why don't you get your lies straight?
Judge Toodles.
Okay, all right. Look here. Would you please, Judge, if you have to, rather than going through your alcoholic mind, read from the paper.
I went through rehab, sir, and that's a lie. The TMZ did a lying thing. You're out of order. You are out of order. All right.
Yeah, you're out of order. If you want the witness to state what was said, call on the witness. Don't try to interpolate or don't try to repeat, first of all, an inaccurate statement. No one said what you just said, Judge. Now, you should find your own self. You should find yourself in contempt. You should find yourself in contempt.
I am holding both of you to contempt. You two come in and you disturb my court. I will have my kangaroo kick your ass out of my courtroom. He has the feet to do it. And
sounds about right to me.
Marijuana smoke on a kangaroo. That shit's not funny. All right, we're now.
Brian, another observation. This is a somewhat nuanced statement. So you've got to walk very carefully in stating that you're accurate.
Here's what I'm going to present to the court, and we got a lot of women in here, and we got a lot of different people in here.
We're talking about women.
Women aren't getting to talk.
Truth transcends men or women, both.
There's nothing about the truth. This is about law and that they like me. Sit down. Enough of you.
Judge, I object. That is the total opposite of Lady Liberty. Remember, Lady Liberty has on a blindfold for a purpose. That is so she can't be biased. So you saying that they like you...
Am going to put you in chains where your ancestors came from. How you like that?
First of all, everybody came from Africa. Everybody's ancestors were in chains.
I want to go through the case.
Or
I'm throwing this case out of the court. Okay, that's another. I'm finding you another $20,000. I need that for a college fund for my children. Next.
I'm taking it out of my donations to you.
You've
taken
it
out
of your
donation
that you tried to bribe me? All right, here we go. I'm closing this courthouse. It's time for lunch. Let's go to lunch, and let me take my camera with me.
Brian,
lunch. I'm going to lunch.
Judge, may I pay for your lunch?
No, you want to pay for my lunch? Well, you know I do take donations. Thank you. Here's Donald Trump. Here he is saying goodbye. And let's see what happens with him. Okay, here we go. I gotta cue him up. Now, Donald Trump was not too happy, you know.
Brian, just before you go on, look, slavery was not unique to any particular group. Everybody had slaves.
The Chinese, I know.
Some people still do. I think Chad still practices slavery.
Probably. Yep. Well, some tribes still do. We know that.
And
Mauritania.
You can't be ignorant of that, Judge, not to ever call you flatly ignorant of world affairs.
I'm
going
to ban you from my courtroom. I'm banning you
from my courtroom. Know everything inside your courtroom. That's a little bit outside of your bailiwicks.
Judge,
you are forgiven.
Toodles demand respect, and we're going to lunch. So you're talking to the kangaroo because we left the kangaroo in a courthouse to guard the papers. We're at lunch.
Here's my credit card, Judge.
Okay, we're back in. We're back in session. Okay, come on. Stop it. Here's Donald Trump. Here's Donald Trump. Here we go.
About to begin speaking.
Thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time. We've watched our country take a great beating over the last 3 years, and nobody thought a thing like this would be possible. We wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran, as you know, was broke when I was running things. They were broke. They didn't have money for Hamas. They didn't have money for Hezbollah. We had no inflation. Inflation is destroying the middle class. It's destroying everything. Inflation, if you look back over the history, hundreds of years back, it's called, inflation is called a country buster, and that's what it's doing to our country. What's happened with inflation has been unbelievable. A lot of people say, a lot of experts have said the stock market's the only thing that's doing well, and that's doing well because our poll numbers are so much higher than Joe Biden's. He's the worst president in the history of our country. There's never been anything like what's happening to our country. Today it was announced that 325,000 people were flown in from parts unknown. Migrants were flown in, airplane, not going through borders, not going through that great Texas barrier that I was with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, the other day, and we were looking at the job they're doing. But in the meantime, they're pouring into California and they're pouring into Arizona because those governors aren't doing anything. They're doing nothing. But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants.
Okay, he mentioned it three times. They flew in 300 and something migrants. And is he correct? Here's the news. 357,000 migrants have been flown into the U.S. under Biden's parole. Now, this is coming from Fox News. Under a Biden parole program. And then the migrants. Somebody asked the migrants, who do you prefer, Biden or Trump, on illegal migration? A migrant shares stories of journey to southern Burma. U.S. force testing is doing. Okay, there you go. So did they fly them in? Let's listen.
Joins us with that part of the story today. Alexis, good morning.
Bill, good morning. Yeah, this is a wild story a lot of people are talking about. It's not just migrants, as we talk about, flooding into the United States on foot pretty much every day, but they're also arriving at airports across the country. And the Biden administration has flown more than 350,000 migrants into the country using a controversial program to grant them humanitarian parole.
But today it was just announced before I came out. It was unbelievable. I said, that must be a mistake. They flew 325,000 migrants, flew them in over the borders into our country.
And as a hot topic on the campaign trail, Customs and Border Patrol data showing that 357,000 migrants have been flown into the U.S. from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. That's just through the end of January. It's all part of a special program called the CHNV Parole Program that grants migrants 2 years of humanitarian parole. So the CBP denied a FOIA request to the name the airports where the migrants arrived. That was filed by the Center for Immigration Studies. They told them, in part, if disclosed, it would reveal operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited by bad actors. So no answer on where these people were going. While we see massive groups of migrants crossing illegally at the southern border every day, the migrants in this CHNV program are able to apply for asylum. How will they use a cell phone?
Okay. All right. At that point, we're going to put this. Hold on. Let's get the. We're back in here. Let's go to Pat. Pat, you live in Canada at the border, and a lot of people cross your border. When you hear that the U.S. has flown over 356,000 migrants across the border to get 2 years of humanity. Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, let's just say they did the same thing. We didn't even hear about it. Let's say they did the same thing in Canada. How would you feel? How would you feel?
Well, we have done that here.
Oh, you have? Does it piss you off?
Yeah.
It does?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, we...
Okay.
Brian, we have so much room in this country.
Right. Okay.
You know, it's a matter of, you know, and the birth rate in Canada isn't that high, so we need to replace bodies.
Okay. That's a liberal way of thinking. That's nice. Do you believe that most of the migrants are rapists and terrorists and bad people?
No. No, because I've met a lot of them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Pat. And let's go to you, Robin. How do you feel the same way? I didn't know about their flying 365,000 migrants over the border. Biden did this. What do you think?
Well, they said migrants, not necessarily immigrants. So they may be using them for something and then planning to send them back.
Well, they said it's a humanitarian kind of thing and a program for 2 years. It's for a humanitarian.
Well, yeah, that would say, you know, say poor people from other countries that are skilled laborers want to, say, do something to help their family out in their own country, but their country's so poor that, you know, and there's too many people that do the same thing. That, you know, that happens. I've got a friend in Pakistan who is dealing with that right now. He wants more than anything to be able to come and work in the United States legally so he can, you know, take care of his mother who's got health problems, take care of his wife, his child, his, you know, his brother's family. I mean, and they're just really nice people. And he speaks English. He speaks fluent English and... You know,
Let me ask you two something before I move on. About 2 weeks ago, there were these migrant people who came into the country illegally, and they were beating up a cop in New York. They were causing trouble, and they started to kick his ass, and then they were bragging about it. They were bragging
about
it.
That's wrong. That was
does it make you more angry that... Does it make you more angry that they were illegals versus Americans who were doing that?
Yes, because they had not, what could they have had against that officer? I mean, really, what personally could they have had against that officer or police officers in the U.S. in general?
Right. Okay. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. I don't know if Pastor Don Jr. here. Are you here, Pastor Don Jr.? Guess you're a pastor. I don't know.
Brian.
Wait. That's why I saved you two for last. That's why I saved you two for last because I know you're going to get.
You didn't ask me.
I am going to you, Melissa. I just didn't.
Okay.
I'm going right down the thing. Okay, Melissa, what do you think?
What do I feel about migrants or immigrants coming into this country?
Well, what do you think about them, the Biden administration flying 357,000 migrants over the border, and then they're going to get 2 years of humanitarian, protection. But what do you think about that? Do you feel safe about that?
Well, you know, I don't think it's a matter of safety that I don't feel safe. We have people in this country that are struggling for housing.
Right.
We have a housing shortage. We have inflation is huge. We're struggling.
Right.
As a country.
Right.
And health insurance is very expensive.
I agree.
We're not being, you know, in this country, I get that part of the anger that, you know, people feel that we can't take care of our own or we don't want to take care of our own.
Right.
But then we're going to bring people into the country that we have to take care of. Our tax dollars have to take care of these people.
357,000. That's kind of excessive, isn't it? Thousand.
You know, I just had somebody say, and I'm not going to mention their name. They're listening to us. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read to you. And this is an interesting thought, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Could they have flown over here in the promise of voting for Biden?
Interesting.
How can they vote? How can they vote?
Yeah,
how
that's true. Can they vote? I don't think they can vote. You have to be a citizen to vote.
I don't think they
can vote. Yeah. You have to be a citizen to vote.
Usually he'll know something like that.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know Democrats.
You don't know. I am a Democrat. I am a Democrat.
You don't know how
they vote. I am a proud Democrat.
You have the old school way of thinking about Democrats.
If you
Hold
think
on,
the prescription against non-citizen voting
Sarge.
Is going to stop them
Hold
from
on,
registering
Sarge.
Them and getting the vote,
Sarge.
You said.
Wait, Sarge, let me hear. I'm going to get right to you, too, because I know you asked. Wait, let me hear.
Old-school
Go ahead,
way
Melissa.
Of thinking about what Democrats want to do
mm-hmm.
in that they want to help other people and make social programs and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's really what it is now, or our belief mm-hmm. in it is incorrect.
Okay. Okay. What do you think they're up to? What do you think the party became?
I didn't even think of that until a particular person just brought it up. Right?
Yeah, you have to be a citizen to even vote and have a place of residence. When you fill out a voting form, it also has – that's why when I know in California, I don't know where you guys are, you have to have a residency to vote, and they tell you where you can go vote at because you are – they have your name, they have your address, they have
mm-hmm.
certified you as a citizen. So you cannot just go in and just vote. That's
but
just
how
it works.
So why did they can get
yeah,
a license?
We have to fill out a form.
They can
exactly.
get a
license. And that's why. That's why. Driver's license. Their driver's license have they have an emblem embedded in their driver's license that says you're not a citizen.
Not everybody. We've got to pay more now here.
Well, I'll still go with the go-to. If you go vote, they have your name. They have
mm-hmm.
everything about you. They have your address. They know that you're a citizen, and they tell you to go vote. I could go vote. They just recently said I could vote anywhere, but usually they have particular areas where I live, particular areas where I must
mm-hmm.
go to vote, and they have my name. They have how long I've been in on that residence, and they verify that resident, and they know I'm a citizen, and I have to show my
mm-hmm.
driver's license. So,
and all of your census information too.
Exactly,
Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, some municipalities have allowed them to vote, illegals to vote, and the argument is that they're doing business here, they're doing pretty much anything that a regular citizen would do, so they have allowed them to vote in local elections.
I don't know if that's true. That might be in some state. I don't
know.
True.
You're sitting right there near
I can't verify that. But
Hold
now
on.
You're
I'm
point.
Helping you out, Judge Tuttles.
I'm hearing.
Oh, you're
I'm
off
hearing.
The bench now. So.
I can verify
that's
it,
Tuttles, to you,
Brian.
Sir.
Yeah, type it in, or if Sarge is going to verify it, that's good. Proceed.
Okay.
I will give you an example in Rhode Island. This is one example
mm-hmm.
of many. And the only place this occurs is in Democrat cities that have declared themselves to be sanctuary jurisdiction. That's the only place it occurs. And Rhode Island is one of them. And they said they passed a bill that gives non-citizens the right to vote in municipal elections. It's the bill H5461, and it would allow cities and towns to permit all residents of the municipality to vote in municipal elections, municipal officeholds, regardless of the immigration status of the residents. Now, understand this. They are also issuing them driver's licenses. Now, I know you can talk about driver's licenses. They've got an embedded symbol saying that they're not citizens and all of that. But look, the identification requirement is you present a driver's license to get in there to vote. Your driver's license has an address on it, all right? They're going to
mm-hmm.
accept that as proof that you are qualified to vote. And for all practical purposes, in all of these jurisdictions where they do this, and Rhode Island is not limited to Rhode Island,
is almost everywhere where this stuff is being accepted. For all practical purposes, they will also be able to vote in national elections, which by federal law, they are not allowed to do. They will circumvent it like they circumvent everything else that prevents them from gaining electoral power.
They gave him a driver's license so they could collect taxes on their labor. We know that.
Oh,
it is
please.
Also,
it serves other purposes.
It is also embedded that they're not.
It's not limited
that's
to just that.
There's also the consular matricular card that they have been issued so that they can do banking. But, Judge, I would like to bring something to your attention. I know it's quite regular that you state you can't accept what I'm saying. But repeatedly,
you're out of order,
overruled,
sir. You're out of order.
Hold on, son.
Where's my kangaroo?
Repeatedly,
security?
You are overruled in my being.
I can't. You can't overrule. I am the judge. You can't overrule.
I know,
overrule
but
me.
Hold
Look
on a minute, Judge. I'm tutoring you.
You can't tutor me.
I have a 100% accuracy record. So, Your Honor, I'm just
you're
wondering.
You're tutoring me? How dare you tutor the judge? What the hell is going on here?
Judge, that is gay, and I strongly
object.
You
know, yeah, it's gay, yeah, no shit.
I want that
man,
to go on the record, by the way. But no,
it,
no
it
kidding,
it will not
Brian.
Go on the record because I will not put my name to that. But go ahead, sir.
I say things. Well,
speaker.
You brought it up. No one else
okay,
brought it
go
up.
Ahead. Go ahead. Go
well, no, a lot
ahead.
Of times I'll say things to you, and what you have to
yeah.
realize, Judge and right. Judge mm-hmm. not, you have a broad realm of information that comes in to you. You need to start respecting that, Your Honor.
Are you done?
Well, for the moment, yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
The court will take that into consideration. Meanwhile, what I'm going to do is I want you to meet my puppy. I call him Ralph. Ralph, meet Mr. Solution.
Well, you
oh,
know something? I definitely
what
have another
boy.
Comment. I would just, look,
good.
I'm an animal
good
lover
boy.
By nature. The only
Kill
thing
puppy.
That I would ask, and
go
this
ahead,
is
ahead,
true in upscale communities,
no.
by the way,
go get him.
Which
go get
I know
him,
well,
go get him.
You know, please pick up after
your
dog.
Balls. Go get him. Get him.
Hold
get
on.
Him.
Hold on. I know you love you. Hold on, Judge Tootaloop. I know you love your dogs, but please, please pick up after your dogs. That's a huge issue. And if you see a nice lawn, don't let your dog urinate. That kills the grass. Thank you very much.
Go.
Judge Tweedledee. Judge Tweedledee. Hey, Judge Tweedledee. Hey, Judge Tweedledee.
Good doggy. Good doggy. Good puppy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Judge Tweedledee, what you
that
did not address,
is,
by the way,
loops.
And Judge Tweedledee, and look, as
and
you
give
talk
me back
about,
my dog.
Yeah. As you talk about ID cards and voting in
yes.
person at the ballot, what
yes.
you have completely ignored and apparently are determined to ignore
yes.
is the fact
yes.
that we now have universal mail-in balloting to everybody with a driver's license. Ain't nobody checking whether or not there's a symbol on your driver's license. You get the
He's
ballot
right
in the mail,
that,
and you mail it back.
That's right.
Well, here's how it happens. The mail,
and that's
when
the
you
reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me
you
that doesn't happen
it
now, Brian. Let me hear it. It doesn't happen at all.
You get
nowhere,
a mail
ever.
And ballot, it usually has your name on it. And the reason it has your name because you've already been vetted as a citizen. So they don't just send in occupant as a mailbox. They have
you
your name
that?
On it.
That's and, laughable, oh, Judge.
That is truly hilarious.
Have you met my new doggy?
And
all
no,
right.
No,
let's
no,
get
you would accuse
further.
Me of naive thing if I ever said anything like that about the judicial system. Wouldn't you?
Here's a little bit more about Donald Trump. Here it is. Just a little
okay.
bit more.
Okay. Nobody gets punished for election fraud, and yet still you think they wouldn't do it.
So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. We need borders, and we need free and fair elections, or we don't have a country. This is an incredible group of people. So many celebrities that I'm not going to introduce any because I'm just going to get myself in trouble if I do that because I'll leave out most of you. But we have, this is a room
yeah,
chock
right.
full of incredible, talented people, like some of the guys standing right in front of me, right?
big, big futures, big, fat, beautiful futures. Oh, I'd love to be your age. I'd pay you a lot of money to be your age. But we have some tremendously talented people in this room, including tremendously talented political people that have helped me right from the beginning. We had the safest border in the history of our country. We built 571 miles of wall. We had Mexico supply us with 28,000 soldiers because we wanted them, that's why. And they said, we won't do that. I said, yes, you will, you will. And in the end, they did. It was an easy negotiation, but we had the safest border, the best numbers we've ever had, and now we have the worst numbers probably in the history of the world. It's sad to see what's happening to our cities. Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime, but it's a new category of crime, and it's violent, where they'll stand in the middle of the street and have fistfights with police officers, and if they did that in their countries from where they came, they'd be killed instantly. They wouldn't do that. So the world is laughing at us. The world is taking advantage of us. 3 years ago, we were at a level. We were energy independent. We were going to be very shortly energy dominant, and today we're getting oil from Venezuela. Can you believe it? And we're doing numbers on that oil. You know what we're doing? We're refining the oil. We have our refinery for that oil. It's really, I call it tar. It's not oil. It's terrible. We have real stuff. But we're refining it in Houston. So for all of the environmentalists, you ought to look at that, because all of that tar is going right up into the atmosphere. You just ought to take a look. It's the only plant that can do it. We have the only plants that can take tar and make it into oil. And that's what it is. It's a shame. But we were energy independent. We were going to be energy dominant. We were going to be supplying oil to Europe, all over the world. And then a tragic thing happened during the election. It was a tragedy, because you wouldn't have, think of it, all of the problems that you have today, I don't think you would have had any of them. You'd only have success. And that's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify.
Did you ever make it? A sentence and finish a sentence. I can't follow this guy. You know, when he runs out of, he'll say a topic and he goes, it's a beautiful thing, and we're going to fly tar, and the tar's going to go in the atmosphere, and a beautiful tar, but the tar's not good, but we're going to make some oil, and we're going to sell the oil to Venezuela, and because they just got, I was like, oh God, all right, I can't take it anymore. But that's your guy. I understand that's your guy. That's your guy.
Brian, yeah. He's a little bit like the judge we know.
I don't.
Like a judge, you know. I agree, Robin.
They can't remember his lines. They didn't write that.
Well, Brian, let me say this. You know, in Canada, they have the tar sands. Now, they have millions and millions of barrels of oil, but it's combined with the sand. So they're able to extract that oil. So they have rich oil reserves. But look here, I want to collaborate with Sarge on something he said earlier. When I first heard of Donald Trump, I thought he was a joke with the birth of bullshit, bull crap, and all of that. But he got that from Hillary Clinton, by the way. Hillary Clinton was the first one to promote the birther situation regarding Barack. But as Jamie Dimon said, it is his policies, not his particular family life or anything like that, that the people who do support Trump are patronizing. They're not patronizing his values particularly, although his values aren't any worse than a lot of other people at all, Bill Clinton and a number of others, John F. Kennedy and you know, it goes around, as it were. But his policies, okay, as Mr. Dimon said, and I think are worthy of note on a continual basis, that's why the people who support him, is because of his policies. And he did get things done. And one other observation, I think regardless to the opposition, this man will go down in history as the definite article, the most effective president ever. He did what he said he was going to do. It's like the damn guy had a checklist, and he was just checking them off.
Right.
Did it. So anyway, I think a lot of people who are upset at Trump just simply refuse to look at his policy accomplishments.
Okay. Well, that could be fair. Now, I'm going
to
tell you.
And not only that, Brian, there's another thing, too, about Trump that is critical to understanding why we are so enamored of his tenure as president. The man has a respect for private property. Now, why is that important? Because one of the bases of American liberty, aside from its Christian foundation, whether you like it or not, is respect for private property. Traditionally, governments throughout have had no respect whatsoever for private property. In effect, everything was subject to the whims of the sovereign and subject to confiscation whenever they arbitrarily felt like it was in the interest of the state to confiscate them. The Democrats are increasingly less and less having a respect for that concept. And Donald Trump definitely wants to resolve, because without that, without those two things, a fundamental belief in free speech and the exercise of religious liberty and respect for private property, there will be no American liberty.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you how tough
And you know
Biden
what? Let me just throw this in.
Wait. I'm going to tell you how tough Biden is about migrants. Here's a story. It came out of New York City, WPIX. New York City migrant was forced to part with pup that is flown back to Ecuador. Well, the guy basically landed in New York City, and he had to get rid of his dog, and we flew him back to his country where he came from. We flew the dog back, but kept the guy. He went back to Ecuador. Adrian, who came to New York City to escape gang violence in Ecuador, struggled to find housing to accommodate him and his pet. Before he spent a tearful afternoon saying goodbye to the 3-year-old mixed mutt, Scotty boarded a flight to Ecuador on Wednesday to be reunited with Adrian's mother. So they deported his puppy. That's how tough
he's
taking
a border. What about the illegal alien that just cracked the nursing student's head open?
Robin.
The dog.
I was waiting to hear that. Robin goes, that's awful.
Yeah, Brian, I know you did a spot on this. What about the illegal alien?
Wait a minute, I want to hear Robin.
How I feel about dogs.
What do you think of that, Robin? They deported his puppy.
You know how I feel about dogs. Mine is like my kid. I mean, she is our kid.
I know. They kept the guy and deported his puppy. That's how strong Biden is against the immigration.
That's not Biden. That can do that with dogs.
Hey, I'll just like him more for deporting the dog than I would for
him. What was that movie star that had dogs from another country?
Huh?
They
said Adrian struggled to find them another home before the Animal Haven took in the golden-haired dog in February. He was vaccinated, he was fed, and he had quality playing time with the staff. The pet owner visited him regularly, but it was often traumatic for the floppy-eared pup, according to the community.
I bet, because he was attached to him. That would be
They flew him back.
From your mother, and then I'm going to
leave
him
back.
Yeah, once every now and then.
Brian.
That's kind of mean, isn't it? Yes, sir.
Brian.
They deported his
puppy.
You are
aware that it doesn't matter what country you're in, whether it's the United States, Venezuela, Germany, France, Spain, name a country, it doesn't matter which one it is, most of the serious crimes are committed by a small percentage of resistant women. It doesn't matter what country.
We have our studio dog with us.
I know, puppy. Have you not noticed that the Venezuelan government, the government of Venezuela right now is reporting a drop in their crime rate because you don't have to export that many serious criminals in order to have a significant drop in violent crime.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter to you
That is the probability. Remember, I was paid in 1980. In 1980.
Be respectful, Joe. Be respectful.
Brian got him worked up. Brian,
got him worked up.
The judge is out of control. The judge needs to be restrained. The judge needs to be disbarred.
He would have gotten the parking.
Okay, so again, Brian, in 1980, I was federalized and put in my National Guard unit, was federalized and sent to Camp McCoy, where they were sending all those Marilitos and Castro's boat lift. While I was there, I saw the body. I was an operations sergeant, and I know. I went there and I saw the dead people. Three people were murdered. One of them was murdered. You know how those old screen doors used to have that diagonal rod that run down the center to kind of reinforce it, and it'd be attached to a spring that would bring the door closed? Well, they had those kind of doors there. One of them people there had taken one of them, filed it down into a shank point, and stabbed another one of them to death.
Right.
Now, there were three deaths similar to that while we were there. For the 4 weeks we were there, there were three deaths.
Okay.
And the press was reporting all the time, nobody was murdered in Camp McCoy.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody was murdered. And I'm seeing three dead bodies during the same time frame. And Castro emptied his jail. He did not send his best people here. Yeah, there were family units there that were very decent people. They segregated them from the males because the males were a bunch of criminal bastards, murderous and psychotic. But the families were okay. When we keep them segregated from the males, the young males that were there, because they were definitely trouble. They were okay, but the majority of them were military-age males, and they went on to go to Miami, and they were the core of the Miami drug crime wave that erupted in the 1980s. We're going to have a similar thing happen with this illegal immigration invasion. I can bloody well guarantee you. I saw it with my own eyes.
My little friend.
Okay. Okay, I agree. We'll see what happens. Hey, what I was looking at something.
Brian, before you
Robin?
Go on, I wish you would mention the college student that lost her life, the female college student who went out running and an illegal alien.
Yes, it was an illegal guy who
hacked her skull open.
I
wish you would talk about that a little bit.
Let me just say this to you. He brutally hit her, I think. She was a
right.
Nice
let me just say this. There's an argument that's often made that illegals don't commit any more crime than the average people. Now, let's assume that's true. What's wrong with that statement? What's wrong is they shouldn't be committing any crime because they shouldn't be here. That's what's wrong with that statement.
I agree.
Well,
and it's another thing you have to consider, too, guys.
Yeah.
In these sanctuary cities, they have a little tactic they call killing crime. I was very familiar with it in Chicago, working as a law enforcement officer, and I saw what they did in Chicago. Now, it's kind of hard to fudge it with homicide because you've got a dead body, and you can't fudge that too much, and they weren't able to do that. But with other categories of crimes, like burglary, they could reduce it to theft or unlawful entry. Other major crime categories, they find a way to downgrade them to less serious crimes, or in some cases, not even report them. In sanctuary cities, they are reluctant to and often don't report or even categorize or separate the rates of illegal aliens that are committing these crimes. They don't even have a category for them. They just lump them in with the general population. So I submit to you, we don't know how many crimes these illegals are committing in these sanctuary Democrat-run jurisdictions.
Okay.
Let me say this. I understand.
Wait a minute. I understand why we still have time and we're still alive. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we have an interview with Bob, Robert Revenbark. He's coming in the studio today, tomorrow at 7:15. Right, Robin? He's coming in tomorrow. And
he's looking forward to it. So am I.
I'm looking very forward to it. And, Robin, he's going to pitch. Is it his book? Does he have a book out?
Yes.
It's just by memory.
Is
it The Cloud?
The Cloud. He has already
published The Cloud and is working on book two in the Cloud trilogy.
There we go. And it was, and this was, this book was rated like the 20th best-selling book
by
nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And The Cloud is very interesting. And then I want to remind you about the true life crime story. What Rick will be coming in the studio. Rick's going to be coming in the 28th, I believe. And you guys remember that story about
23rd, maybe 23rd.
No, I have the 28th. He's coming in the 23rd. I would have to.
I've got down the 23rd.
I have. He says right here. He's coming in at March 28th. That's what he put down.
Okay. Okay. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. But he has. You guys remember the headline story about this woman who worked as a correctional officer? She fell in love with this guy. He's a monster. He's a big ass monster.
Yes.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, she broke him out of prison. She broke him out of prison, and what he did to her, and what their journey was. And I'm going to have a correction officer come in too. He's retired now, and he's going to tell you. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Mrs. Solution. That happens a lot, and he'll tell you these stories about why these people do this. And the woman eventually blew her brains out in the car.
Well, let me just give you this headline.
Know.
It says, Death Row is turned into Lover's Lane.
Yeah.
Women love bad boys. I know some women who don't know women will attempt to stick up for them. But women love bad boys. There's almost no communication of men with women who do terrible things in prison.
Right.
But on the other hand, women just love horrible men. Remember, Hitler had girlfriends. Guys can't get too bad for women. Let me ask you this question, if anybody knows.
I know the nursing student who was an honor student
who would have been of great help to her fellow citizens, her fellow Americans.
Right.
I know she died of blunt force trauma to the cranium. I'm just wondering, did he use a rock or a club? Does anyone know what was utilized to take her life?
Mm-hmm.
And you should keep this alive, by the way, Brian. This is important.
Are you talking about the New York? Are you talking about the student?
I think this occurred in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and there was one in San Francisco where the guy was shot.
Details of the murder instrument they have not yet released. I think investigators.
Really? I thought she was bludgeoned to death, but I could be wrong.
She was. But look, to give you another little illustration of these leftists and their activities.
Now, wait a minute, sorry. Just before you go to that, Brian, there was a situation in San Francisco where a young woman was walking with her father, and this illegal alien discharged a weapon and struck her. And she ended up dying in her father's arms up there in the wharf in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I know you heard about
that. I remember that.
Brian, you should talk about some of those things because this is the problem. I have empathy and sympathy for people. I notice a lot of our people, American people, don't give a damn. If it didn't happen to them, if it didn't happen to their next door neighbor, well, let me reverse that. If it didn't happen to their next door neighbor or them, they don't care. It's like it didn't happen at all. So I just think that is a callousness that's above description.
Right.
And speaking of bad boys, speaking of bad boys and the less antipathy toward masculinity in men, there was an undersecretary at the Veterans Administration. Now.
Right.
Have you ever seen this very famous painting by a famous photographer named Alfred Eisenstadt, and it's called, what's got that background noise back there?
Don't upset my puppy. Easy
boy. Are you trying to censor me, Brian?
Brian,
you should be better than that, Brian. But look, Brian.
Oh, wow.
Brian.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. This is
a
little
judge.
Brian,
that's
why you don't want to go through, because you're an uncultured bastard.
Let me tell
you
a cloak of wickedness.
Let me tell you about what these leftists are doing to
people.
Culture. All right.
I'm not anti-dog, Judge. Brian, listen.
Yes.
I believe in feeding, watering, and cleaning up after the pets. In fact, this has happened on rare occasions.
Well, wait a minute. Can you clean up after
Don't
Brian?
Don't step over there. Don't do
Brian,
that.
Brian, clean up after
owner,
you?
Look, since I have to clean up after your dog, why don't you just leave him with me? I'm
no,
the one
Is anybody clean up after Brian?
You are.
Brian probably craps all over the place, too.
That's not
all right, look, Brian, listen, Brian, hold on a minute. Let me tell you about this latest outrage from the leftists in the Biden administration. Now, this is fact. This ain't me speculating and making something up, okay?
All right.
There was an undersecretary of the VA. There's a famous photograph. Everybody's seen it because it's almost equivalent to the flag raising on Iwo Jima. It shows a sailor on VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, 1945, I believe August, September 3rd, and the sailor, the swabby, just grabbed this nurse and embraced her in a big kiss. You've seen that picture.
Oh, yeah.
In white, you got the sailors.
We all
very
have.
Famous picture. Okay, and it's considered a representation of the joy of the American people over VJ Day. Well, guess what? We got this officious member of the Biden administration, a woman named Rima Ann Nelson, the VA Assistant Secretary for Health Operations, and she sent a memo out banning the display of that photograph in Veterans Administration's offices throughout the country.
No,
I'm not kidding. I got the memo. I'm looking at the memo. She says it depicts a non-consensual act, which is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault. Now, guess
how
what?
Does she know it was non-consensual?
Let me finish. Well, it was because the woman who was interviewed about it said she didn't know the guy. He just grabbed her. He kissed her. But she said she didn't mind because she was in with the spirit of the thing. He didn't really bother her. But
there
anyway, this officious dummy comes up there and says that it's a non-consensual act because it was being so talk about the sexual act that it's both. So fortunately, though, the secretary of the VA, Dennis McDonough, rescinded this fool's memo. But it just goes to show you the way they think. This is a classical photograph that the American people traditionally, since 1945, has held as one of the celebratory moments of one of the greatest events in the history of the United States, the joy of people over victory over Japan Day. That meant that the hundreds of thousands and millions of American soldiers were not going to be killed in an invasion of Japan.
Well, there is a question I need to ask. When did the Volvo hear from the clitoris? Hey, it's all good in the hood.
Brian, I just want to say this to you, and listen very carefully, Judge.
What did the Volvo hear from the clitoris? Hey, it's all good in the hood. I thought that was good.
Sarge just accused you, Brian, of copying a squat.
Excuse me, of what?
He accused you of copying a squat. In other words, just like a dog, you'll take a dump on someone's lawn.
You need to clean up, man. Where's your poop and scooper?
And I resent that about you, Brian.
You
don't cop a squat.
You leave my bathroom policy alone, sir. I ordered you out of my
room.
All right. Well, you guys made a good point.
Hey, Brian. Look, you just keep allying yourself with these new Puritans, these new prudes on the left. They're all over the place. On the one hand, they want the most radical sexual libertarianism imaginable. I mean, any kind of sexual expression imaginable is okay. But on the other hand, they're the biggest fucking prude you can possibly think of when it comes to limiting people's expression. If it doesn't fall in line with their particular ideology.
Brian, find out more about, this would be a public service on your behalf, which I know you are inclined to do. But I would find out more about these innocent American women who have lost their lives to illegal aliens in a very violent way. Can you imagine a woman, and as I said before, this nursing student was a top student. She was a top student, but that doesn't matter.
Yes, she was. Okay.
Her head was cracked open by a person who shouldn't even have been here.
So you're saying that the person,
him. Wait a minute. Hold on. They captured him in New York. They had him on a detainer by ICE. They wanted to hold him for deportation. And the bastards in New York let him go.
That is intolerable and insane. So, in other words, if that migrant was not here illegally,
that woman would be alive. Is that what your point is?
They let him go. Is that your point?
Hold on, I'm going to give you my point. I'm going to draw the parallel. Our best and brightest are being absolutely destroyed by other countries' worst. That's the picture. I can't imagine, and imagine having to call up this woman's parents and tell her what has happened to their prized daughter, that her head has been laid open like an egg by someone who shouldn't even be in the
Are you saying if the migrant was not here, she would be alive? So you're saying somebody who was here illegally took a life, but if he wasn't here illegally, that woman would be alive today. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just asking you to say yes or no.
Okay, you're saying
yes.
Okay, what about religion when you say things happen for a reason and things meant to be, and sometimes your fate is your time is up, your time
render
is up.
Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and
been
unto God
because
the things that are God's. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.
Let me respond to him, Sarge. Hold on. I hear you. Let me respond to him. Brian, what exactly are you saying?
I am saying that sometimes if you believe in the spiritual and you believe in God, is that we don't have a choice when God takes her or how he takes us. So
okay, let me respond to that. Stop right there,
Judge. Maybe he is meant to be taken
God is also a God of justice. You are imposing a quagmire-ish, nonsensical response. Now, I know you're trying to ferret out the truth ultimately, and I appreciate that.
However, that is a non sequitur
that you just uttered, and it's utter nonsense in common language.
Couldn't it be her time to go? Couldn't it be her time?
Illegal alien. Yeah, right.
Why not?
And the New York authorities prevented him from being deported.
Brian, it wasn't her time to go.
Maybe a poor cellmate wanted some illegal booty. He hasn't had illegal booty in a while. I don't know why. If you believe in religion and you believe at God's will and you believe that things happen for a reason.
Oh, no. You know too little about religion to draw any conclusion. Stop it.
That's my conclusion. Is that how about
There was a thing about a year ago. It was this bus full of
church Christians. They were driving down the street in the dark. The car hit him head on. A lot of those Christians died, but the guy in the car survived.
What's your point, Brian? There was another incident.
If you listen to me before, we only got a minute. If you listen to me, Mother Teresa was on an airplane. The airplane went down. A lot of people have lost her life, but Mother Teresa was not harmed, was not hurt, and she survived the plane crash. Why? Why? There's a lot of reasons it would happen. Why is the baby?
Right, and
know,
that's
get,
what we should do is find out the reasons, not do
there may
them.
Not be a reason, and that's what's wrong
oh,
with
wait
that.
A minute.
We
no,
always think there
on,
has to be
Greg.
A reason for something.
There is
but we
a
can't
reason.
Figure it out because maybe it's more spiritual
that you don't
than
want
we think.
It.
And you
maybe it's beyond our pale of how things happen.
That's why we evaluate. And let me tell you this. This is true. If we keep illegal aliens to a minimum, there will be a minimum crime committed here by them. That's a fact.
I would have to argue with you that black and black crime is outweighed by crime.
You better state a more illogical reason. That's too logical for Brian.
I understand that the crime, to get a stat on it, illegal or migrant killing.
Brian, you know better than this. Brian, let me ask you a question. If someone broke into your house right now, knocked you out, conked you over the head, and stole all those little pennies that you have, because I know, like Fonnie Willis, you keep a lot of cash in your home. would you call the police, or would you just say, this is my dumb fate, I'm going to suck it up, buttercup? What would you do?
No. I have a puppy. Good boy.
Took the puppy. No.
Good boy. Easy. Good boy.
Grill the puppy and grill the puppy while you were tied up, and they put honey, dripped honey over your body and with red ink.
Oh my God!
Wait a minute. Now you're talking about something he might like.
I don't like you at all. Now
he might like that.
My God.
No.
Well, I'm going to need an ambulance to rush me to confession. Brian, I told you before, this is the worst thing in my life that I do is dial your number and that you are there, that you answer.
Amazing, ain't it?
I've already had some Excedrin because of the human flowers.
This is too much dog abuse.
Say that again, Robin. Say it again.
I said, I've already had to have two Excedrin and a glass of wine because of you and Sard.
Good. Something might have gotten through.
I don't know what we did. I thought you were going to say because of Judge Tootaloops, but you just did well.
Judge Tootles. And no,
okay.
I want to say, I want
to
thank
your mind
the beautiful.
To truth. It's mind expanding. Oh. That little pain you're feeling may be growth pain, so don't put it down.
Oh, my God. I want to thank Pat for coming in today. She didn't get a chance to talk much. But, Pat, thank you for coming in, and I'm glad we woke you up. Thank you so much. I want to thank Robin for coming in, and she didn't have to. And don't forget tomorrow, you guys, I do have a good interview. And Bob, you guys love Bob. He will be here at 7:15 to tell about his book. It's a great book. It's sci-fi. You'll love it.
Hey, I want to ask Robin a question before we go. Robin, do you clean up after your dog?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you very much. Proceed, Brian. Oh, by the way, Robin, one other thing I want to impose upon you. Please impress that upon your other dog-owning friends.
Okay.
Thank you.
All of them I do. They do. They have their own backyard, and you know.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's wonderful. I appreciate that, but let's be vigilant and let's make this catch on, snowball. Tell them to tell their friends. But it's wonderful all of your friends are responsible dog owners. I love that.
Well, I object to Sarge says that that's human waste. That's probably me, not the dog. I object to that, sir.
Well, Brian, let me just tell you, be careful where you cop a squat.
Oh, come on. I want to thank the beautiful Melissa for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. It was nice
to hear your voice and nice to talk to Jeff about Diane. Nice to hear the interaction. Thank you.
And you might tell us also, where is the dog going to walk you today?
The dog is going to the dog park. He enjoys the park, and he's going to play with the rest of the dogs. My dog is not fixed, so he's going to hump something. So there we go. I'm taking my dog to hump.
What kind do you have, Brian? What manner of dog do you have?
Oh, his dog is right there with him.
Huh? Huh?
Wake your dog up.
Was that Melissa?
Yeah, wake your dog up.
Wake my dog up. Good puppy.
Yeah.
And I want him to walk you to the park, Brian. We've reversed the order here.
He will. I want to thank Sarge for coming
attitude.
In.
Well, what kind is he, Brian? Tell us what kind.
No, my dog died. I used to have a white boxer. He was the best little boxer in the world. He died recently. My little puppy.
I'm sorry.
Brian, you know most pounds are really petitioning people to come by and get one. They're automatically
I can't do it. No. If anybody had a dog, for a long period of time, I know there's people who want to replace a dog once a dog died. I can't do it. My dog died in my arms, and I couldn't replace my dog. I couldn't do it. I never got a dog. I don't think I could ever have one again. That was it.
Okay.
I don't think I could ever do it. I'm not one of these people that can get another dog and get another dog and get another dog. I just can't do it, you know. So, may rest
his dog
in heaven.
How long has it been?
My dog? About 4 years, but his spirit is still with me. And you heard him. He's in the courtroom. That's my spirit dog.
Well,
he's still protecting
me. I've had dogs that I considered irreplaceable until I replaced them. And the other dog brings new joys that the other one didn't have, even though you never forget any of them. They are all wonderful. You have the expectation that no matter what kind of dog you got, if you get 15 years out of a dog, you got a long run. So you've got to expect it's going to go.
And also think about this, taking in another one is like honoring the one you had before, because you're giving another one a good life, this one
that they
wouldn't have had.
That's a good point.
True.
So anyway,
Brian, equally important
to that is what I said is that a lot of the pounds, they're overrun.
Yeah.
And they will issue them out to qualified and worthy people, responsible people.
I'm not qualified. I'm not responsible. So you get what you get.
And you know, look, Brian, you like dogs, Brian. You owe it to one of those dogs to give it a good home. You happen to like them. You should do
it.
Love
the puppy.
They are God's gift to us from the animal kingdom.
Dogs is nothing better than a dog.
You're being selfish, Brian.
If anything, I'm going to take Melissa's dog. If I was going to take a dog, I would take Melissa's dog.
Now, why the hell would you do that?
Because I'll tell you why. Because if Melissa gave her dog away, I know it came from a good home and it was treated well. And then if she ever gave away a dog, I would take one of her dogs.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
But I don't think she's willing to give her dog away. I mean,
look,
I don't know.
It almost doesn't matter how the dog was treated in most cases. Dogs respond to kindness and care and attention.
If you give the dog kindness
and concern and attention, that dog will respond positively almost all the time.
And
there's some serial killer dogs. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Wait, I
can't hear Pat. Yes, Pat. What's that, Pat?
Abused dogs really appreciate a good home.
They do.
Yes,
I know.
They do,
and I have seen them. I have seen them, and a couple of my neighbors have one that from shelter dogs and everything. They're little scars, but they're loving. They're very loving dogs. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it.
Well, you know, they mimic people in a lot of ways, in some of their illnesses, some of their emotions, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I like working dogs, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that I like, working dogs.
What do you mean working dog? Muscle dogs? We mean like
I mean dogs that actually, whether they're hunting dogs or whether they're sheep herding dogs. Whether they're police dogs, I really favor working dogs.
Okay.
Or they also have these dogs that help the disabled. And they say you shouldn't pet those dogs because
it's a distraction.
The seeing eye dogs, those dogs cost something like $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah, Yeah. I told you that they pulled us over at the airport because the dog picked me out because I kept getting the dog's attention, going, "Come here, puppy." And the woman says, "Don't wait a minute, sweetheart. Wait a minute, baby."
Oh. Isn't it true? Hold on, wait. Remember when we were at the airport and the woman says, "Don't mess with the dog."
Yes.
And what happened? I was an asshole, but then they pulled me aside.
Yes.
Stupid dog snitched on me.
And Brian, you should have known. You can't. That dog is working. You distract the dog from its primary mission.
He was working.
Yeah.
I go, puppy, here. But the woman says, "Do not talk to the dog. The dog is working." And I saw the dog go, "Here, puppy, here, puppy." And she picked me out of the line when I go, "What's going on?" And the lady says, "The dog picked you out." I go, "What did I do? Get up against the wall, sir. Let me see what take off your belt and search me." I go, "What was
well,
going
Brian,
on?"
Well, damn, I wish they had used their nightstick a little bit. I mean, just to practice.
I look for my girlfriend going, I look, I go, "Help." She goes, "You're an asshole. She told you not to mess with the dog. Puppy, puppy." True story.
By the way, they have dogs that sniff out explosives also.
Yeah.
I mean, they are amazing. I used to ask myself, well, why don't they use bears? Because it's their sensory senses, right? And
bears aren't friendly.
Yeah, because a bear might just kill you.
Yeah, they might just bite your head right off.
But their noses, though, are much more sensitive than a dog's by a wide margin. So
that's true.
I know.
But if you ever get a chance to read about a bear, though, that was friendly and truly an asset for the human beings who adopted him, read the story of Wojciech, the bear who adopted a Polish army battalion as his. And this bear took them through campaigns in North Africa. And in Europe, they got the bear to be, due to the bear's strength, they made a vest for it. They put mortar rounds on it, and the bear would shuttle mortar rounds back and forth to the front when they loaded up. This is an incredible story. The bear's name is Wojciech. Go look it up on the web, Wojciech, Wojciech the bear. It's an amazing story. Amazing story. He was a pet.
Well,
he was their mascot.
I want to thank Melissa, and I want to thank Robin. Don't forget tomorrow, you guys, 7:15. I got a great interview with Bob. You guys love Bob. Robert is about his new book, The Cloud. Be here. Support us.
I'll
support him. Thank you, Robin.
Hey,
and
let the dog
work
you today, Brian. Get another dog.
And I also I want to thank Jeff for coming in today. It was good to hear him. I know he's listening. And please, some of you stepped in my dog shit in the courtroom, my good puppy, and please wipe your feet. You're messing up the carpet through the courthouse. Thank you.
I think most of it was dumped in your lap on your robe, your arm.
You know what? Leave my robe alone. It's puppy love. That's what I call it, puppy love. All right, guys.
All right. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
I'm out.
Bye-bye.